Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am not Alex Jones, I am Jason Burmis. I'll be subbing in today and tomorrow. We're going to be wide open on the phones all day long. And I want to start it with a news item I didn't cover yesterday because I just didn't really have time. I mentioned it when Alex called in, but a man was arrested for turning without signaling. And not only was he arrested for turning without signaling, basically he refused an illegal search on his car. There was no probable cause to have him get out of the car and have it searched. Again, he just didn't signal. I mean, how many times have you made a right or left turn on a small road and not signaled? It's pretty ridiculous. However, that didn't stop the cop from grabbing him out of the car, searching his car anyway, and bring him down to the station and arresting him. So let's see if we can get this little YouTube clip to play.
Allen County driver did not, and that mistake landed him in jail. An arrest for not using the turn signal is so rare that even the Melissa police chief has never heard of it happening. But as Channel 8's Jonathan Betts explains, it's completely legal.
Mark Robinson was driving through downtown Melissa last week when he was pulled over for failing to use his turn signal. But instead of just getting a ticket, the officer took the 24-year-old to jail. He was booked, strip searched, and sat for 3 hours, he says, with criminals.
People talking about using drugs and shooting heroin. They asked me what I was in there for, and I told them, well, a turn signal violation.
There aren't any warrants out for Robinson. In fact, he says he's never even been in jail. But he does admit to challenging the officer's questions during the stop.
It's just unacceptable to me to have my son thrown in jail for such a minor offense.
His father thinks the officer assumed he had drugs because of his age, which he didn't.
I think if they stopped me in the same circumstances, I would have never gone to jail or probably never even got a ticket.
In fact, News 8 contacted various cities in Collin County, many of which have not made a single arrest this year for turn signal violations. Even the police chief in Melissa acknowledges he's never seen this happen in his own city.
In the 6 years that I've been the police chief, this is the first time.
But he stands behind his officer, saying state law gives him the power to arrest someone for many crimes, no matter how minor.
I can't discuss the specifics of the case. The officer was within his right to arrest the person, in which he did.
Still, he tells News 8 this afternoon he will review department policy and may make changes. For Mark Robinson, what he most wants is an apology, he says, for a trip he never should have been forced to make. In Melissa, Jonathan Betts, Channel 8 News.
An apology? An apology? I think he deserves a little bit more than an apology, okay? He was taken to jail for a turn signal. Now, the guy who's the police chief for 6 years gets up there and goes, well, yeah, it's never happened before. He's looking like, wow, yeah, it sounds pretty ridiculous. But of course, because it's that gang mentality, he's going to say he's within his rights to do so. We can arrest anybody for anything. There's a multitude of crimes out there that we can just arrest people for. Isn't that great? You don't put on a turn signal, you're going to end up in a cell. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's beyond ludicrous. I guess this guy should just count his lucky stars that he didn't get beaten over the head with a billy club like those Philly guys. Oh, but they were on edge. They're on edge. There was a bank robbery. They didn't know. Well, when they pull these guys over, and I don't even want to play the audio of that because it's just the Associated Press spinning the story for the police officers. When you see more than a dozen officers physically assault three people who pull over, as far as I can tell on the video, they don't run. Again, I only saw the clip where they actually pull over, but I didn't see some crazy police chase. They grab him out. It's boots to the side, you know, baton out, dogs out, three people. I hope they sue. But again, it doesn't even matter. Like, these guys don't even go to jail, man. You know, maybe they get suspended for a week without pay. Whoopity-doo. Nothing happens to these guys. All right, we're taking your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are back. It's The Alex Jones Show. I'm sitting in. I'm Jason Burmis. My little website is www.loosechange911.com. I do a little blog there, and of course you can get the film there, and I think you can even watch the film in its entirety for free there. And that's what I need you guys to do, is go out, check out Loose Change. I could really use somebody to write a Wikipedia page for the Final Cut, but more importantly, find the link, email it to everybody, and get the word out about Loose Change Final Cut. I also want to let you know that Alex Jones is going to be presenting his newest film, The 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising, at a couple of screenings, a little pre-screenings, if you will, over at the Alamo Draft House on Saturday, May 17th, and Sunday, May 18th, at 4 p.m. on Saturday and 7 p.m. on Sunday. And this really is unlike any other Alex Jones film you've ever seen. It's not voiced by Alex. It's shot cinema verite. It features interviews with Willie Nelson, Rosie O'Donnell, Jesse Ventura, George Carlin, Martin Sheen, confrontations with Bill Clinton, David Rockefeller, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and many, many more, including Gary Hart, Danny Bonaducci, John Gibson's in the film. Just a slew of pop culture names, if you will, in both the media and TV and movies, as well as politics, you know. A nice little blend for everybody, if you will. And it's I really hope this this movie gets people off their duffs. You know, those who still don't feel like they can affect change, they don't feel like they can make a difference, this movie's going to show you that you can. It's not only going after the exploits of We Are Change and Mark Dice and others, but really to the smaller groups that do the highway blogging, that do the Walmart intercomming, They go out there and get the message of 9/11 truth out by any peaceful means necessary. Now, we were just discussing the cops and how outrageous they are and how they throw you in jail now if you don't have a turn signal. And even if the police chief thinks it's absolutely ludicrous, he's going to defend you and say we need to look into it more and say, oh, he's one of my good cops and he's well within the law to do that. Well, it should be no surprise that Tuesday night they killed yet another guy with a taser. Guy's fighting with his wife. What happens? He gets tased. He goes unconscious. And that's it. They can't revive him. You come for a domestic dispute, you leave in a body bag. Isn't that nice? That's golden, if you will. Before I get into the economy, I'm just going to read part of this article about the Philly cops caught beating a motorist on video. This one's from Kurt Nemo. Yet another instance of cops acting like predatory pack animals. It should be obvious by now that the police are out of control. A parasitical force unleashed on society at large. Cops no longer help Granny across the street or respond to a burglary. Cops are like the Crips, Bloods, and Mara Salvatra, another violent street gang, but one armed and supported by the state. A half dozen police officers kicked and beat three men pulled from a car during a traffic stop as a TV helicopter taped the confrontation, reports the Associated Press. It's more than half a dozen. It's at least a dozen. And it's probably a little bit more. Than it might even be a baker's dozen. Might even be 18 guys. Not sure. I need to... They keep coming on the scene. The video shot by WTXF-TV shows three police cars stopping a car Monday, 2 days after a city officer was shot to death responding to a bank robbery. You see how they try to incorporate both together? Oh, well, we only beat these guys up because somebody got shot 2 days ago. Sure, these aren't the same guys, and we really didn't have any reason to suspect that they were involved in the bank robbery, but they were a color we didn't like. In other words, after a fellow gang member was shot and killed protecting the bank, the largest gang in Philadelphia wanted revenge and blood. Of course, that's the real job of the cops. Protect banks, not the public at large, considered the enemy. The tape shows about a dozen officers gathering around the vehicle. About a half dozen officers hold two of the men on the ground. Both are kicked repeatedly, while one is seen being punched. One also appears to be struck with a baton. Not appears to be struck with a baton. The dude gets the baton out and starts wailing on him. Doesn't appear that way. Okay? It happened. Appears to be struck with a baton. The guy's swinging the baton like it's a Louisville Slugger. Are you kidding me? On the surface, it certainly does not look good in terms of the amount of force that was used, Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey said. But we don't want to rush to judgment. Yeah, let's not rush to judgment after we watch the video of these guys getting beat to a bloody pulp by officers who are soccer kicking them and wielding batons. And they have the dogs out, too. Yeah, let's not rush to judgment. Let's not believe our own eyes. No, of course not. Even though the video plainly shows there was absolutely no reason for members of the police gang to savagely beat the three hapless people pictured. Yeah, no reason at all. The officers were responding to a report of a shooting nearby, police said. It was not immediately clear what preceded the confrontation. So again, they used two separate excuses. One, the bank robbery where somebody was killed 2 days ago. And now it's not that. Oh, they're responding to another shooting. See, if they were really responding to a shooting and these guys, they thought these guys had guns, there's no way it would have went down the way it did. Cops don't just bum rush a car with guns, folks. They don't want to get shot in the face. What they do is they surround the car, they pull their guns, and then they get everybody out of the vehicle slowly. That's not what happened here. They stopped their cars, they got out, they covered them, and then they rushed the car. It was never a question that these guys were gonna give up. They came out with their hands up on their bellies, man. Oh, man, I really hope their lawyers is good times, because they need a good lawyer. It does not matter what preceded the confrontation, as it is obvious the motorists were not a threat. Once upon a time, cops handcuffed and arrested people accused of crimes. Now they are beaten to a pulp. We don't take into consideration the emotions of the police officers when it comes to discharge of their duties. Your emotional state, being tired, doesn't justify what's on the video, said D. Scott Perrine, an attorney who represents the three men seen in the video. He said one of the clients suffered a welt on his head the size of a baseball, and one of his legs was seriously injured. He didn't know the extent of any of the injuries of the other two men. Of course, man. Dude, we have video now of a police officer dumping a person who's crippled out of their wheelchair. When the guy's like, look, I can't stand up. He's like, you're going to stand up. His legs are like crimped over. He tosses him on the ground. I mean, it would be obvious to any thinking human being at any level of age that this man cannot walk and cannot get up out of his wheelchair. His legs are bow-legged. They're skinny. They don't look like they've moved in decades. And what's this guy do? He just tosses him. A little tossy. I think that guy actually got in trouble. Well, it's about time. I mean, God. These guys really need to be gone on after. We have to make a point of this. You need to send this video out to all your friends and family. Be like, look at what these jackboot cops are doing. You know, if that wasn't bad enough, I had Bob Chapman on yesterday, and we talked economy. Well, here's a little economic news that no one seems to be talking about, but it's brand new. CNN is now reporting that steel is going to replace copper in pennies. Now, you know, like I said before, you know, I've said this actually on my other radio show, it now takes a penny and a half to actually create a penny. So you're paying 50% more to make this penny now. It's pretty ridiculous, right? Well, they're also going to start taking it out of nickels, I think, too. I think that they're actually going to put steel in nickels. Let's read it. Further evidence that times are tough. It now costs more than a penny to make a penny. This is news 6 months ago. And the cost of a nickel is more than 7.5 cents. Surging prices of copper, zinc, and nickel have some in Congress trying to bring back the steel-made pennies of World War II and maybe using steel for nickels as well. Copper and nickel prices have tripled since 2003, and the price of zinc has quadrupled, said Representative Luis Gutierrez, a Democrat from Illinois. His subcommittee oversees the U.S. Mint. Isn't that lovely? Keeping the coin content means contributing to our national debt by almost as much as the coin is worth, Gutierrez says. Well, I can't really argue with them there. They've downed the dollar so much that, yeah, of course it costs 7.5 cents to make a nickel. This is also more evidence that, you know, precious metals are actually worth something. You know, if a copper penny is worth 50% more than one of these steel pennies, and really the penny's worth less than a penny, folks. I mean, let's be honest, this money's not backed up by anything. The Federal Reserve is a gangster organization that has no oversight whatsoever, that prints as much money as it wants and gives it to the bank at interest. That's why the banks are starting to cap how much you can take out. It's a big no-no. It's a big red light going off. But the fact they're actually talking about steel to replace copper and pennies and nickels, watch out. Watch out big time. I guess there isn't a better time to get into gold and silver. It's about that time, folks. I mean, our dollar's worth nothing. They're going to replace what our coins are made with steel because it's cheaper. I mean, what's next? Well, I'll tell you what's next. It's probably a unified currency in the next 5 to 10 years, or an attempt at one, between us, Mexico, and Canada. I had a caller call in yesterday and ask, you know, what's all this about? Why is it that, you know, we have this North American Union agreement? Why do we have this Central American Free Trade Agreement? What's this all about? And why is our dollar going down? What are they trying to do? And I told him, I'm like, look, our dollar used to be worth way more than the euro. It was like a buck to 75 cents. This is pre-9/11. Now it's worked its way to a buck 41. So we're almost 50% under the euro. And then you look at Canada. Well, our dollar used to be worth to there like 80 cents, maybe 85, sometimes 90, but we were still worth more. Now the Canadian dollar is worth a little more than ours. It's like a dollar five to our dollar. How is it that Canada's currency is worth more than ours? Think about it. What do they export? Fish and wood? I mean, we're the greatest military industrial complex nation in the world. We're supposed to have the best economy in the world. And somehow Canada's money is worth more. Seriously, they don't even have a real military. Wake up. So I said, hey, you know, that's part of the plan. That's why you see members of Canadian Parliament actually going up and saying, hey, let's put the dollar on parity with our loonie. That's their dollar coin. And then they'll do that with Mexico, and we'll have a new currency. We're taking calls over at the Alex Jones Show all day long. I'm Jason Burmis. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. The Alamo Draft House is where you can see the 9/11 Chronicles on May 17th and 18th. Hope to see you there. We'll be back after this.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. And I just want to let you know that Alex Jones presents the latest weapon in the Info Warrior arsenal, the 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising. This film follows the growing momentum of the 9/11 truth movement as people throughout the world take action against their globalist masters. Shot unlike anything you have ever experienced from Alex Jones, cinema verite style, this masterpiece not only exposes the mistreatment of our 9/11 heroes, but also shows how a growing number of people around the world are questioning the official version of events that day. Featuring interviews with Willie Nelson, Rosie O'Donnell, Jesse Ventura, George Carlin, Martin Sheen, as well as confrontations with many political figures, including Bill Clinton, David Rockefeller, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. And that's just the short list, folks. It's a huge list, and we hope to see you there on Saturday and Sunday over at the Alamo Draft House. Saturday screening, May 17th, is going to be at 4 p.m. Sunday screening on May 18th is going to be at 7 p.m. Get tickets while you can. Alex is going to be there, I believe, as the show is part of the Celebrity Guest Signature Series. Ah, how lovely. All right, I said I would take your calls today, and let's start doing it. Let's go to our first caller of the day, Carl in Montreal. Carl, are you with me?
Yeah, hi. All right.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call. I was listening to your show when it was on weekdays, and I guess you're on Sunday now, right?
Yeah, I am on Sunday. That's right. I do a little radio show on GCN myself, Sunday from 6 to 8 Central.
Well, I like to see this video, but I'm up here. I'm an American. I've called you before on your show, locked up here at an immigration detention center for about a year now because I was arrested by the Secret Service in the U.S. for about comments, satirical writings, and drawings related to the Bush family. My case is on the Internet now. I have a website, www.freecarl.com, freecarl.com. It talks about my case if anyone's interested or donating to help my legal fund. But I'm kind of a unique situation because I have a lot of people coming from other countries who claim refugee or asylum in Canada. And I've made quite a few conversations with people about 9/11, and it seems people seem to be somewhat receptive here, you know. And I've been using my situation also to talk to my lawyer here in Canada, my immigration lawyer, about 9/11 truth. And trying to get the word out, you know, even though I'm detained and I'm trying to do what I can to
educate. Now, you're detained still in Canada right now? That's where
yes.
You are right now?
Yes.
Okay.
And my website it's being worked on, but it's forwarded to the other site that has some of my court documents, my lawyer's arguments, and other material. If you look at www.freecarl.com, freecarl.com.
Yep, all right, folks. Well, you can check that out, and it's freecarl.com. All right, let's go take another call. Let's take Randy in Michigan. Randy, are you there?
How's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Not too bad. I was just calling in response to the thing you said about the police harassment. I actually was harassed, it'd be yesterday morning, from the Warren, Michigan police. My girlfriend and I were coming back from a show. They pulled us over. The police officer approaches each side of the vehicle, tells her to get out of the car. That, like, you know, he says it, he shouts it. And I'm like freaking out, you know. And, well, anyways, it wasn't that big of a deal. I guess my license plate, it was hard for them to read my license plate because I drive a rusty truck and the tail hitch was blocking a number on the plate. Well, he put me against the truck. You know, he wasn't pushing me, but he searched me, frisked me. They told my girlfriend to get in the cop car, and she's crying because she thinks she's going to get arrested. And he goes, I'm not going to arrest you. I'm not going to do it. He's like, I don't got the cuffs out. Just chill out. And he's like yelling at her. And anyways, he like tells her, you know, you've been drinking, and he flashes the flashlight in her eyes. And, you know, for one thing, she's the passenger.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if she's been drinking or not.
Right. And like, well, and she's like, I have a lazy eye, too, which she does. She's legally blind in one eye. And he goes, that doesn't matter. And anyways, they couldn't find anything on me. I knew I have a Fourth Amendment right and all that. And I said, you know, that whatever. I didn't even stop him from searching my truck because he probably, you know, arrest me for.
No, you'd probably go to jail downtown right away as soon as you start challenging the officers. That's why it's so important, man, to have a camera in your car. I know
right.
Alex has posted a couple now where the guy has a hidden camera in his dashboard. He literally tells the guy like five times, no, you can't search my car. There is no probable cause. They just rip him out, cuff him, bring him to jail and search his car anyway. But at least he has that ammunition afterwards and say, look, I didn't ever give him permission to get in my car. It's my Fourth Amendment right. He did it anyway. It was an illegal search and seizure, and he brought me to jail. Hang on, Randy. We're going to come back to you on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This is the story of Death Wind. When the Indians in Virginia heard a mournful cry echoing through the oaks and woods of Virginia in the 1700s, they feared. They knew some of them would die. The French name they used was Levette de la Mort, meaning Death Wind. But it wasn't the wind that made the mournful cry, it was a man named Lou Wetzel, the son of a Swiss immigrant. As a young boy, Lou and his brother had been captured and abused by the Indians and made their slave. Eventually, he escaped and made a vow and made it his life work to kill Indians. At age 16, he took on three Indian braves with one single-shot black powder muzzleloader. But he had a secret weapon-like ability that he tried that day, and it worked. No one else had ever tried it or could ever do it, but he did. And from that day forward, he killed Indians. He, in his lifetime, single-handedly killed over 2,000 Indians in the western part of Virginia. How? Hear the rest of that Another Untold Story at AnotherUntoldStory.com. At AnotherUntoldStory.com. It's quite a story. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Spades, little Motorhead coming at you. The Alex Jones Show. We are back live. And I want to go back to Randy in Michigan. You were telling us that you were pulled over. Cop illegally searches your car. You just let him because you know you don't have anything. What happens next, Randy?
Well, you know, he searches for 10 minutes after he told me to stand in front of his car, and the other officer was in there proceeding to harass her, you know, asking her questions. Mm-hmm. Well, who's this guy you're with? And she's like, it's my boyfriend. What's his name? And she's like, well, Randy. And he's like, well, how long have you been dating him? I mean, he's just an animal. I mean, just he's not touching her or anything or hitting her, but he's just aggressive. And
Well, you're guilty until proven innocent, man. They're trying to get you to mess your stories up. Oh, who is this guy, really? Like there's some big conspiracy in your rusted-out truck, right?
Right, and I wanted to fight it, and I talked to my officer friend who works for the Lansing police. And anyways, he told me, he goes, man, it's not even worth it. He goes, they're going to videotape you as you sit in a room, and if you have one, like, flaw to your story, and if they videotaped it, you're going to get prosecuted. And I'm like, well, I better not fight it then.
Well, that's what they want you to do, man. I'd encourage you to fight it every time. You know, I know a lot of cops that are going to tell me the same thing. I'm really good friends with the cops in my town in New York. And, you know, there's a couple of them I have beers with, but the other ones I just joke around with. And it just sucks that it's that corrupt that they're even going to tell you, look, we're going to cover it up for the other guy. We're going to try to make you look stupid, and then we're going to prosecute you.
Right.
Yeah, it's yeah. unreal. But, dude, you got to fight it. Like, listen, I hear you on that. It's almost more trouble than it's worth sometimes, Randy. But I feel like we have to stand up each and every time. I thank you for the call, man. Let's move on to Sean in Canada. Sean, are you with us?
Yo, hello?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Yo, Jason, let me just say that you do an incredible job on this show.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I listen to Alex all the time, and listening to you, it's like a whole different show. It's awesome. I wanted to see if you guys know anything about the U.S. soldier that was killed in a military training exercise here in Alberta, Canada.
No, but tell me about it.
I think it was 3 days ago. They're holding, I think the name of the operation is called Maple Guardian or Guardian Maple.
Okay.
Something like that. And it's a collaboration between American and Canadian forces. And
okay.
What they've done is they've recreated an Afghanistan village in southern Alberta, and they're training the troops there. And I guess they say there's no live ammunition, no live effects for anybody to get killed, but one
Someone
of your
got
American
killed.
Soldiers was actually killed like 3 days ago.
So what are they doing? They set up a village, and then what are they doing? They're doing basically basic occupation. They're going
yeah,
in and
I
doing
think,
sweeps.
Like, basic training occupation, how to storm a village with helicopter support. And, I mean, you guys have, I think, 10 or 20 helicopters up here, and you guys are providing support for ground troops doing these exercises.
Well, here's the thing, man. They're saying that it's set up like an Afghanistan village. My
yeah.
guess is it's probably not. It's probably set up like a Western village, like
Absolutely.
A Canadian or an American village for an actual domestic takeover. I mean, let's be real.
Well, I think didn't they just practice and complete the complete domestic takeover in a polygamous village in Texas?
Yeah, I had a woman on yesterday who was part of not that polygamous village but another, and we were discussing that situation in Texas. And I'd almost say it's a little bit different because they didn't even use color of law. In other words, they didn't get a warrant. They didn't call anybody. They just went in and took those people.
Which is more frightening.
Yeah, which is absolutely more frightening. And it does seem kind of military style, since there is no video of the actual assault on these people.
No, but I have seen videos of, like, tanks with the word sheriff written on them.
Oh, that's lovely. Well,
yeah,
again,
like,
dude,
that's
I mean, it's not there for an invasion in Afghanistan. If they want to do a mock invasion of Afghanistan, they want to do training, they're going to A, do it on a training on a military base, or
yeah.
B, they're going to do it overseas somewhere in Pakistan with our buddies, stationed.
You would think so, eh? Like, do it with somewhere that's actually going to help you, but here
somewhere
they're training
the desert
Canadian
terrain.
And American forces to, like, I don't know, on their own soil.
Sean, I'm with you 100%. I thank you for the info. We're going to jump to the next caller. Let's go to John in Illinois. John, are you with me?
I am, Jason. I saw the premiere in New York, Loose Change, Final Cut. You guys did a great job. It is a different film, everybody out there listening. So if you think it ain't, go on and get yourself a copy.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, a lot of people think that we, just added 20 minutes to the second edition or something like that. But really, it is a completely new film. It really eviscerates the official version of events, goes after the 9/11 Commission especially. And, I haven't seen the debunkers come out and try to attack this one as much as the second edition at all.
Yeah, it's very hard to. On another matter, grassroots activism, everybody within the reach of this voice, please get out there and get active. We've done this here around Chicago. We started a couple of groups, my own group, DuPage911Truth.org. We're advertising right now on Prison Planet, fourth banner down. We're sponsoring Richard Gage on May 30th, 2008. If you want to get your pre-tickets, go down to the banner, click on it, and support our cause. We need all the help we can get.
And it's good you're bringing out Richard Gage. I mean, he gives an excellent presentation. In fact, he gave one in New York where he really breaks down how Building 7 was brought down into controlled demolition. One of my favorite points in that presentation is when he shows the quote-unquote World Trade Center meteorites, which are
yeah.
an amalgamation of the pulverized concrete and molten metal that form these huge rocks that could have only been formed if the steel did indeed melt.
That's for sure. I saw Richard Gage there at the theater. I can't remember which night that was, and he was engaged in conversation with you and Dylan, and Richard is a courageous man. I don't think he has his own practice. I think he's working for another firm. And for him to go out on a limb like this is really risking all.
And he has risked it all. And, yeah, you are correct. He doesn't have his own firm. I'm pretty sure he does freelancing. And he's about all the time. And for him to dedicate so much time to 9/11 Truth shows, you know, what a good person he is. And he's really he's put out all the stops, man. He's actually in Alex Jones's new film, The 9/11 Chronicles. He's got a little part in there where he, you know, basically goes over Building 7 and how it's absolutely a controlled demolition. But you and I both know that, John. I mean, the evidence is so clear that that building was brought down in a controlled manner and covered up.
Okay, great. Another reminder, all the Chicago listeners, please go to the banner, Fourth Down from the Top, Prison Planet. Get your tickets. Please support Richard Gage.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, John. Let's move on to Larry in Indiana. Larry, are you with us?
Hello, Jason.
How you doing, man?
Very good. I passed out some of your loose change, too, here, as well as 9/11 Ripple Effect and others. We even tried to have a public showing here in Indiana. Mixed results. Most people don't want to hear it, but on a personal level, you can give those out.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to point something out for this real important guy. On Friday, in the third hour, Alex Jones had Michael Hoffman on. If you have the access to the archives, I cannot highly recommend enough that you hear this show. Michael went into the involvement of Israel into 9/11 and the U.S. government affairs. He went into the difference between the Torah and the Talmud. That is the key, folks. I don't know if you know it or not, Jason, but the Talmud is a satanic doctrine, T-A-L-M-U-D, that, you know, you've got real pious Hebrew Torah-worshipping Jews, and then you've got these bloodthirsty Zionists that work in our government and run Israel. They're the ones that are trying to get us into a war with Iran. They're the ones that are taking the guns from the veterans in this country. We're talking Schumer, Feinstein, Boxer, et cetera. They're the ones that are getting our troops to practice, putting us in camps, and to kill us, Jason. So,
well, I've read Codex Magica. I've been interested in Tex Mar stuff for a number of years. You know, I'm not 100% into everything, but, you know, I go and check everything out. And actually, in my new movie, Fabled Enemies, I am going to go into Israel's role into 9/11. I know it hasn't been in any of the other documentaries. And I'm really going to go into not only the dancing Israelis who were detained or the Israelis that were detained at the George Washington Bridge with the explosives, but also into the Fox News report of how it all works. How does an international spy ring like this work? Well, they use companies like Amdocs and Comverse, which have close military-industrial complex ties to the state of Israel, in order to compromise all of these different intelligence organizations. That, coupled with the fact that they have dual citizens located in almost every area of our government, people like Michael Chertoff, who at the time of 9/11 was the head of the criminal division at the Attorney General's office, and now,
Let Israeli terrorists go.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And now he is the head of Homeland Security. We have another dual citizen out there named Paul Wolfowitz, who is the Assistant Secretary of Defense. I mean, he's really under the radar for most people, but he's one of those guys that writes these policy papers with the PNAC crew. You know,
how about Larry Silverstein?
There's another guy.
Rabid Zionist.
Well, again, you know, the ties to Israel are definitely there, and I'm going to be going over them in the new movie. I hope people check it out. Larry, I thank you for the call.
Yep.
Let's move on to Justin in New Jersey. Justin, are you with us?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I just got a couple things to comment on. First of all, you're talking about this police state and all this martial law stuff. I actually did a thesis paper on the Rex 84 for my project at Rutgers University here in New Jersey, and I put out a series of posters basically talking about Rex 84 and the different scenarios that will go down and the different executive orders. So I got the website up. It's rex84.info. I urge you all to check it out. There's copies of it for people to print out. And
why don't you tell people what Rex 84 is? You and I both know it, but some of our listeners probably don't.
Rex 84 was basically the readiness exercises put forth by, I guess you want to call it, the neocons in 1984, basically the Bush administration now, and it basically allows for martial law to be enacted within the United States. So
it's kind of a continuity of government type thing where they're going to round us up and put us into FEMA camps.
Yeah, exactly. It is continuity of government. I mean, they've had these things actually since 1962.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they've been around for a while, so I just want to kind of
Well, they've absolutely progressed too. And one of my big points, Justin, that makes me feel really uncomfortable is that in the last few years they commissioned Halliburton to build these new FEMA camps. Now,
yep.
Halliburton has since moved their base of operations from the United States to Dubai. Okay.
Yep.
So let's say martial law does come and they start rounding people up and people get wind of it and they're like, screw this, I'm not going to any Halliburton FEMA camp. I'm not going. Well, it's going to be awfully hard to go challenge Halliburton when Halliburton isn't in the United States. It's in Dubai. Okay.
Yeah.
And Yeah, exactly. And what's even scarier is that Halliburton, if they ever feel threatened, will just commission more CACI forces or Blackwater forces to be their military. And they'll really have an endless supply of mercenaries to round us up and put us into these camps. And that's what really scares me about these continuity of government programs. It completely takes out Congress. It takes out the will of the people. And it puts power into the hands of a few dictators. And, folks, that's what happened on 9/11. The continuity of government plan went into effect. We still don't know if it ever went out of effect.
This is true.
It's
furthermore,
scary, man.
You know, you try and talk to people about this stuff. Like, for instance, I'm at an English class over there, and for my thesis paper, I was trying to write about, you know, 9/11 being an inside job and whatnot. And I was basically told, you know, you can't write it. You can't prove it. It's unprovable. You can't write that paper.
And it is so provable. That's the crazy thing, is that you can put out so much evidence that it is obviously not what they told us, and they still won't hear it, man. It's the thought police. It's 1984 all over again. It's really a part of Brave New World because everybody's so drugged up.
It's disgusting. I mean, you know, the universities, for instance, they got the mental health facilities over there. You go in there, and all you see is posters for Prozac, freaking all these drugs. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, reuptake inhibitor, you know.
SRIs,
mm-hmm.
You know,
great.
They really kill your brain. I got so many friends on that stuff, and I urge them all to get off of it. If anybody's on those medications, I urge everybody just, you know, drop it now. It'll get you in the year. It really will.
I'm with you, Justin. Thank you so much for the call. Let's move on to the next caller. Let's go to Peter in Alabama. Peter, are you with me?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Not bad. It's good to talk to you. I just wanted to say to everybody that the Fed has pushed back the Real ID Act date to December 31st, 2009, no longer this month of 2008.
I feel like they're going to keep pushing it back as more and more people like yourself keep challenging it and making other people aware about it.
All right, well, that's good. Hopefully it'll never come.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is something that people individually have to fight back on a state level. I mean, that's the key, is that, you know, we're not going to be able to do this nationally. But if we can get groups together in the state, and it's not that hard to explain to people that this is your papers, please. In fact, I would say a good tool is, I don't know if you've seen these yet, but there's a couple of MTV ads out there which really basically make the point the Holocaust happened to people like us. And one of them takes place in the subway, and basically these guys are all on a subway train. All of a sudden, it's men in black uniforms, guns, everybody's separated, they break up a family, they round them up, you know, your papers, please. And then it says the Holocaust happened to people like us. Then another one is this. Yeah, it's crazy. And then they sweep a house, you know, a normal, average, everyday American family. They sweep a house in under 30 seconds. They get everybody out, and they're put onto a concentration camp truck. And they make the point again, you know, the Holocaust happened to people like us. It's these kind of steps, like a national ID card, that allows things like that to happen.
Well, they're not sweeping my house. I got plenty of 762 with their names on if they tried to do that unlawfully.
Well, that's why we need guns. I mean, honestly, the Second Amendment, like Jesse Ventura, is not there so we can go hunting deer, folks. It's to protect us from a tyrannical government, and this government is out of control. And, I mean, I live in New York, man. It's so hard to have a firearm outside of a .22 or a shotgun or a rifle, you know, in your home. It's so tough to get a carry permit for a pistol. I mean, you literally have to be either a cop or an ex-military guy or have, like, a long, long, long line of security personnel or cops recommending you. It's tough, man. And it's not like that everywhere in America, but it's like that in places like New York where the population's heavy. I mean, there's 8 million people in Manhattan alone. I don't know. It's disturbing to me. All right, Peter, I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Steven in Texas. Steven, are you there?
Yeah, good morning, Jason.
How you doing,
man? I guess it's afternoon where you are. Yeah, I had several things I wanted to share. I've got a good friend of mine who's a student in a Bible college here in East Texas, north of me. And this guy has experienced in the last year a plethora of the issues that Alex has been talking about in his show. Probably a year or so ago, more than that, I actually had this friend of mine watch with me Terror Storm, and his mouth was on the ground. So So he's really gotten on board with this whole thing of making people aware of what's going on. He's very vocal, and he's very astute, very studied up in what he checks out, and he's very authoritative when he speaks, just like Alex. Well, anyway, here's what he's had happen since he's taken this stand. First of all, he mentioned a college professor, and this is a little Bible college in East Texas. This guy Bobbitt that Alex has spoken of, mm-hmm. that's going around saying we need to tear down the Constitution, get rid of our nation state. He actually was invited by a professor to speak at the college there.
Oh,
because
lovely.
The professor wanted to get an opposing view of, you know, what is right as far as our constitutional right. But when Mr. Bobbitt came out with basically getting rid of the United States as a nation, this guy got really upset at him. The professor invited him and was really angry and rebuked him. Because he said, you're a traitor and you ought to be tried for treason.
All right, Stephen, stay right there. I want to get into more of this on the other side. We're also going to be having Paul Joseph Watson at 1 and Jim Mars at 2. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It is The Alex Jones Show.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. We are back alive, and I want to invite everybody out to the Alamo Draft House on May 17th and May 18th, where Alex Jones is going to be sneak peeking his 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising. Remember, folks, you won't be able to get that on the website until at least mid-June, possibly early July. So if you want to catch a sneak peek, you're out in Texas. It's over at the Alamo Draft House, Saturday, May 17th at 4 p.m., and Sunday, May 18th, at 7 p.m. If you want to support this broadcast, otherwise, it'd probably be a good idea to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. That's what that the way you can see my pretty face and Alex's pretty face in the fourth hour. We stream a full hour, if you will, on the video, on top of all of Alex Jones's documentary films, everything from Police State 1 through 3 to, you know, Loose Change is on there. You know, it's all there. PrisonPlanet.tv, his weekly TV reports. That's how you support the broadcast. Or you can go to the InfoWars shop and pick up, you know, American Drug War, a movie I highly recommend. I watched it, I think it was in December. I finally got to see it. It's an excellent film. You can get William Lewis's Washington, You're Fired. We had William on yesterday, a class act all the way. Or you can get Endgame, Alex's latest, as well as Loose Change, Final Cut. All right, let's go back to Steven. We're discussing this Bobbitt character and how he's prancing around the United States talking about how we need to end the Constitution and Bill of Rights. So, obviously, the professor was pretty opposed to this after he heard him speak.
We told him, you're not welcome here ever again. You know, told him he should be tried for treason. So, you know, that. And the thing is, see, my friend, he's been showing his fellow students these videos like Endgame and Terrorism, you know, Terror Storm and Loose Change, because he's trying to do what we're all trying to do, which is wake people up and make them aware so we can stand up to this monster. Now, here's another thing. He has a friend in the college whose pastor was approached by a FEMA representative and told to preach from Romans 13. This pastor refused.
Oh, that's weird, yeah. Because apparently that doesn't exist, even though Alex had some of the preachers come on, talk about how they had been approached to be recruited for this. One of them, you know, got paperwork, sent it down to the InfoWars office. We printed it over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it's obvious that FEMA's there to try to cull the Christian masses into their camps, having the preachers sell out their quote-unquote flock to death. It's pretty scary, man. I mean, that's what it is. They're going to enslave these people through someone who is their authoritative role model. See, that's why it's so hard for me to get down with the Christian religion. It's not that I don't like, you know, the philosophies and morality of Christianity. I think they're great. I think the life lessons are great. But so many people who follow this religion just blindly follow whatever their preacher says. They believe that George W. Bush is of the Lord and that he worships Jesus Christ, and that all these Christian conservatives on the right really believe, you know, in Christianity, and they don't. These are guys that are looking for, you know, gay bathroom sex in an airport, okay? These are guys that head up the government CPS department and then get caught, you know, IMing 16-year-old boy pages. You know, that's what they're into. They're into going to the Bohemian Grove. Steven, I thank you for the call, man. It just makes me sick. You know, there's nothing Christian about the majority of these guys. And yet Christians are just going to follow whatever their pastors say, whatever these guys say outwardly. Oh, I talked to God. You know, God made me president. God made me president. All right, let's move on to some more phone calls. Let's go to Craig in D.C. All right, wait, I guess we'll take Craig in D.C. after the break. I forget that we're about to be back at the top of the hour. Remember, in an hour, we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson, author of Order Out of Chaos and the PrisonPlanet.com webmaster, as well as Jim Mars in the next couple hours. It's the Alex Jones Show. Stick around. I'll be back after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame.
blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back for the second hour of this global transmission against tyranny, against all enemies, foreign and domestic, especially when those domestic enemies are prancing around universities talking about the end of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and they're going to recruit your preachers in order to call the masses into FEMA camps built by Halliburton. That's where we're at. Pretty scary stuff, but reality. I mean, everything I just said there is really going on. FEMA is recruiting pastors and preachers to preach to you Romans, where you give into the government. The government is God. Isn't that nice? The government's not God, folks. Governments throughout history are not there for the people. Okay? They're manipulated. They're there to eviscerate our rights. They're there to dominate us. That's why dictatorships pop up all throughout the world. And, you know, constitutional republics and democracies are not the norm. You need to get it through your head. We're lucky. We're real lucky to be where we are. We're in a position right now where we can still fight a lot of this. But people's heads are so much in the sand by their infotainment, you know, which is really, really our own faults for falling for it, you know. These 24-hour news networks, even CNN and, you know, Fox News, all that other stuff, half of it's Britney Spears, like I care, or Anna Nicole Smith. Like, I really do like that Jesse Ventura went out there and said, you know, Anna Nicole Smith was nothing but a model. And they covered her death for 2 months on every 24-hour news network. And there were entire shows like Larry King Live dedicated to it. And let's not forget about her death scandal right before that, the baby scandal. Who cares? How does her having a baby with six other dudes affect my life at all? It doesn't. The only way it affects my life is it dumbs my neighbors down enough to where they don't even care that 9/11 is a false flag attack that's taken away all our rights and freedoms and is killing American soldiers day after day overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq. And let's not mention all the brown people we've killed, because obviously they're brown and they're not human. You know, they're less than human somehow because they're born in Afghanistan and Iraq. You know, let's bomb them into the Stone Age. Let's make it a glass parking lot. I've only heard that 300 dozen times. All right, let's keep going with the callers. Let's go to Craig in D.C. Craig, are you there?
Hey, Jason. What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
Hey, you know, I'm real good. It's a real pleasure to talk to you. I've seen your Loose Change films, and those are something else, man.
Well, thank you, man.
I don't want to sound stupid in asking this question, but was the purpose of each successive one, it's not to usurp the previous one, it's to continue to build the narrative, I assume, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the way I looked at it is this, all right? For instance, you know, Dylan did the first edition all on his own. It was a 60-minute documentary. It opened up a lot of eyes, okay? And when I saw that, I saw the potential for this thing to be the one that broke into the mainstream. So I met Dylan and Corey prior to the second edition. We took the best 30 minutes from the second edition, and we made this 90-minute narrative. Now, this one blew up out of the sky. I mean, it was featured on every news channel, brought us around the country, caught a lot of eyes, had O'Reilly bashing us, got us into this next project. And what we tried to do with the final cut that we didn't do so much in the second edition was to try to stay away from what we thought happened and really just show, hey, here's the official version of events right here, and here's the evidence against it. For instance, one of my favorite sections in that is the War Games section, because we started off with Condoleezza Rice and George W. Bush saying, oh, we never knew that they could use planes as weapons. No one ever thought that. Now, anybody with half a brain knows about Bozhenka. They know that we were the ones running drills, the only country running drills of ramming planes into the World Trade Center prior to it happening. And then we show the news clip, you know? We show Peter Jennings. And then there's no answers, man. That's the big problem. There's no answers after we show that news clip. It just shows you, wow, they lied again and no one did anything. In fact, he testified, not under oath, with Dick Cheney. Stay there, Craig. I want to get some more points from you on the other side. It is the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I am not Alex Jones. I'm Jason Burmis. You can go check out my stuff over at www.loosechange911.com. Alex will be back. I think he's doing the Sunday show. He might not be, but he'll be back on Monday. Faux show. And I was just discussing, you know, the Loose Change movies with Craig in D.C. And Craig, I'm actually doing another movie right now, which is also a 9/11 film, which is going to focus not only on, you know, the foreign government involvement in 9/11, really going to focus in on, you know, not only the Pakistani involvement, but the Israeli involvement, the Saudi Arabian involvement, and the congressional cover-up, but it's also going to focus on the whistleblowers. You know, people like J. Michael Springman's testimony have never really been heard, even though Robert Wright and Larry Klayman get a little cameo in the introduction of Loose Change Final Cut. They don't really get to be brought into depth. Sybelle Edmonds' story has never really been in a movie to my satisfaction, especially now that she's come out in that Times Online piece to admit that, you know, Mahmoud Ahmed of the ISI was not only involved in this wiring of Muhammad Atta's $100,000, but also involved in this international spy ring that was trading nuclear secrets with Israel, the Turks, and Pakistan, with supposedly household names within the White House. So, you know, I think she named Mark Grossman, but the Times Online didn't have the nuts to publish Mark Grossman's name of the State Department. It was published on the Brad blog. So, yeah, man, I mean, I'm just trying to expand my audience. I'm trying to bring in people through different routes. You know, if Loose Change Second Edition was too hardcore or too youthful for some, maybe Loose Change Final Cut brings it back a little bit, has a little bit more of a broader soundtrack. Maybe that can bring some people in. And the same with this new one, Fabled Enemies. Maybe we can bring some new people into the movement with this movie, Craig.
Well, when's that one set for release?
Well, I am working on it as we speak. I mean, last night literally is the first time I left the office before 11 p.m. I've been pulling 14, 15-hour days out here while I'm in Texas trying to put this out. I'm hoping that it will be edited all the way through on June 1st, and we're shooting for an August 1st release date. So look for that one out on Google Video. It's going to be there for free for everybody, and I'm going to encourage people to make copies just like all of our films and hand them out.
Well, Jason, I think it's obvious to anybody that watches your films and all the other documentaries that are promoted on this show and on this network that hours and hours of devotion and passion got to go into them, and that's part of what makes it so amazing is that it's a from-the-heart type of thing. It's a from-the-heart type of movements, you know? And I just can't thank you enough for putting out and doing what you do. I mean, it just you've raised so many great points in these Loose Change films, and one of the most arousing ones for me was this notion that the hijackers were still alive somewhere and wondering why they're showing up on this list.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that wasn't touched upon in the Loose Change Final Cut version.
Yep. Well, basically, we had covered that in the second edition, and we didn't feel like we needed to. We did touch on it really quick in the Final Cut. We mentioned really in passing that, oddly enough, the mainstream media would report a bunch of these guys alive. But I'd like to point out United 23, and that's going to be in this new movie. United 23 was another plane that was supposedly going to be hijacked. What happened was the pilot didn't take off because he felt like there were guys in the back that were going to hijack the plane. He already had word what had happened in New York. So he was out in New Jersey, I believe, and he refused to take off. So then these four guys wouldn't get off the plane. It was very odd. They then get them off the plane, and they don't stick around for their luggage. They leave. Well, inside their luggage, of course, are Al-Qaeda training manuals and building blueprints and everything else. The weird thing is, these guys were, quote-unquote, never brought to justice because they were using false identification. Well, if they were using false identification and they were part of the September 11th plot, why wouldn't the other guys be using false identification, Craig?
That's pretty interesting. Just every point you bring up is like a new bright idea. It's great, you know?
Well, it's baffling to me. Another point that never gets brought up, again, that I'm not sure if I'm going to include this in Fabled Enemies. I was editing through the cover-up section. I thought about adding this in there, you know, as another point to that Flight 23. Actor James Woods got on a plane in July, okay? He saw Otta and three other guys all dressed up in jumpsuits. He got real nervous. He started talking to the flight attendant. She agreed it looked like they were going to try to hijack the plane. They kept their eye on him the entire time. And then both of them filed FAA reports against these guys to the FBI. Nothing happens to them. Why doesn't anything happen to him? Well, because two of his buddies are living, Khalid Al-Madar and Nawaf Al-Sahmi. They're the guys living with the FBI informant, okay? They're the ones renting and living from. Now, those are also two guys that were identified by Able Danger, and they tried to go to the FBI and say, hey, we have these guys. The FBI wasn't interested because they were on their payroll, dude. That's what kills me, you know? So, you know, there's so many interlocking, intersecting questions. I think it's important to put out several different pieces of media and let people decide what they think is the most effective so we can keep spreading this word because, you know, 9/11 truth, you know, is the only movement for me. Our entire foreign and domestic policy are still based on the events of 9/11 that we've been told by the government and media, and it's still front page news, and it's still an excuse for everything. So until we bring the truth to light, I'm going to keep harping on it, Craig. I thank you for the call, man. I hope you have a great day. There's another great caller. Let's go to Nate in Maine. Nate, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
It's a pleasure and an honor to speak with you, Jason.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, I hate to bring this subject up. I haven't been able to tune into the show for a couple of days because I've been on a business trip, but I really wanted to get your take and any new information that you might possibly have on this whole Nico Haupt assaulting one of the We Are Change guys over at Ground Zero.
All right, yeah. I mean, I hate to even give the guy attention because he's a total nutbag, but let me go through it.
I hear you.
I've known Nico now since the fourth anniversary of 9/11 was my first experience meeting him. I met him there, and we were discussing Loose Change First Edition. This is before he was really just ranting and raving down at Ground Zero, blah, blah, blah. And he's telling me no planes, key outs, this and that. And I'm like, dude, that makes absolutely no sense. I go, first of all, amateurs caught the plane on camera. It wasn't just news agencies. So what did these amateurs do? They gave their cameras to the news agencies who then edited the planes and they never said anything? No. Number two, he's like, oh, well, it's simple chroma key. And I said, well, then why didn't they chroma key in a plane that looked like a United plane? I'm like, from every video I've seen, this thing has a gray underside, two gray engines. Okay, it doesn't look like a United plane. The only thing I see on it is the United logo on the tail. So why wouldn't they do a better job if they were going to key it in? Oh, that makes no difference. I am crazy. So he came to one of the initial screenings of Loose Change Second Edition. In fact, if you go online and I think you type in WTC7, Jason Burmes, firefighter, you'll see an interview I conducted with one of the firefighter survivors who came to that screening. Now, I also tried to get Nico Hopped on camera at that time just to kind of give his views on the Second Edition. It's before he was going down to Ground Zero and acting crazy. Now he goes down there and he harasses a group that's very effective. We Are Change. Okay, more effective than any other truth group out there. I hate to say that because, you know, a lot of people do some great work. But there's just nobody as effective. There's nobody out there doing what they're doing. Okay, I'd say a close second is maybe Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth. And I love those guys, too. But We Are Change is across the country. Okay, they're from L.A. to New York. They're not letting anybody pass by. So what does this guy start to do? He starts to go down to Ground Zero to scream at them to make them look crazy. And if you saw this latest video, after the bombing, that little flash bomb, that flash grenade bomb that was caught in Times Square, that's exactly where We Are Change goes, okay? And then Nico Hopped magically is out there with a huge sign with nine different covers from that day that said, "We did it," the only little post thing that they got to try to insinuate that We Are Change somehow flash banged Times Square. Give me a break. And then you see him on tape grab somebody by the throat after he asks who's paying him, and he doesn't get arrested. Okay, he's wearing a party hat, looking like a moron, ranting and raving in front of Ground Zero, and he's not being arrested. Come on, who's the guy pouring the stuff down his throat? It looks like an op to me. You know, he could just be a nut. But, you know, if they're not going to arrest him for trying to choke somebody, that's a telltale sign. Wouldn't you say, Nate?
Yeah, that's just the thing that got me, because I just watched that video this morning. That's why I had to bring it up.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, the guy, like you said, he chokes the guy. And when Luke brought over the tape to the cop and showed him the tape of this man being assaulted, any normal citizen, I mean, if that was another cop showing another cop the tape that had been, a cop had been choked, the guy would have been arrested and hung.
He would have definitely been arrested and then probably beat in a cell, because that's how they like to do.
Exactly.
But New York, man, is so, especially New York City, man, right down in the pit of Ground Zero, there are so many police. I mean, so, first of all, it goes right down into the PATH train station. In other words, the subway station is right under that thing in Ground Zero. And actually,
right.
there's a cool little part in the new 9/11 Chronicles movie. A lot of people probably aren't aware of this, but just type in all-seeing eye New York City subway, and right underneath New York City subway, right underneath the World Trade Center section, is a huge map of the entire globe in like a circle. It looks like the top of a globe spanned out, and in the middle of that is the all-seeing eye, and it is illuminating its vision throughout the world. And then there's
wow.
All sorts of little eyes and mosaics and stuff. I don't think they're putting the actual world map thing on there, but they are putting all the little Illuminati eye symbols that are all over New York City in the film. But check it out, man. I mean, that to me is disgusting. The fact that they're putting, police with M5 carbon rifles down in the subway now is disgusting. I mean, how is that going to stop any crime? How is that going to stop crime as opposed to, say, a pistol? Nobody's
right.
gone down into the subways with an AK-47 or another type of, automatic pistol or even a machine gun and wiped anybody down. You're going to give this to the cops? The cops are trigger happy, man. They're going to end up killing an entire family or an entire train full of people. It's nuts to me. Yeah, big time. Exactly. Nate, I thank you for the call. We are going to come back and take a couple more calls, folks. Remember, starting at 1 o'clock, we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson of PrisonPlanet.com on, and that should be really interesting. I can't wait to get his take on the money and the police state. Remember, Alamo Draft House, 9/11 Chronicles, May 17th and 18th. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Why the unions are big business men, and they're going out like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, now they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be against the law. Down on the union that was made in the USA. Sure was a good
That's our beat. Oh, Bob Dylan. That's a good one. Sundown on the Union, indeed. All right, we're going to keep firing through phone calls until we get into the second hour with Paul Watson. Phone calls have been fun today. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. I'll be in tomorrow as well. Let's not forget the Alamo Drafthouse screening of the 9/11 Chronicles, a couple of sneak peeks, if you will, on May 17th at 4 p.m. and Sunday, May 18th at 7 p.m. Remember, this is an all-new Alex Jones picture, unlike anything Alex Jones has ever done. And I can't state it any better than that. It is absolutely different from anything you've ever seen. All righty. Let's go to Don in Texas. Don, are you with it? Are you with me?
Oh, yeah. Say, the reason I call, number one, and I agree with a lot of the programs like the Israeli. Not all Israelis are bad, of course.
Mm-hmm.
There's a division in Israel, you know, between the Mosaic and the Talmudic.
Mm-hmm.
The Mosaic are the people that follow the old law,
mm-hmm.
and the Talmudic, they actually are atheists.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was calling about is like the Mormons, the compound they raided in West Texas, and took all the children out of the place.
Sure.
Well, if you want to do some research, you might find that some of the leaders in the social group there, the Child Protective Services, the ones that did all the announcements, and a lot of these announcements are well scripted, very polished, very professional, hypnotic type. pronouncements that these people are doing all kind of child molestations, not a single bit of proof.
Well, that's absolutely right. You know, one of the things I brought up yesterday when I had Irene Spencer on, who's the author of Shattered Dreams and Got Out of a Polygamous Family, is, you know, look, obviously there's some mind control going on with these people that are, you know, married into these, 12 and 13 people relationships. But why not go through due process? If, in fact, these children are being molested, if there is evidence, there should be no problem with,
let me say something. Can I say another thing?
Sure.
Well, they say they're going to claim to be able to prove that with DNA proof that the popular idea is that they are all polygamist and impregnating 13 and 14-year-olds. You can't believe forensic evidence anymore. The forensic groups all around the country have been exposed as whatever is politically correct. They'll come out with the answer that the people in power want.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the people that say, well, we're going to check the DNA, we're going to do all this, and then they'll come back 3 weeks later and say, well, here's the proof. No, there's been no oversight on that, no examination. They could say anything they want to, and a lot of people are kind of in a suggestible mode. I wonder if the chemtrails have rained down some kind of stuff that makes people believe anything.
You know, even without the chemtrails, I mean, there's so much fluoride in the water in our food products now that it's outrageous.
Well, that's possible, too. But also, it's just been a long time. It's like the Holocaust, for instance. I was in Germany. I was in there. I was not a German soldier. I was there shortly after World War II was over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very unlikely. I worked for a guy, and my commanding officer was somebody that probably caused the death of a lot of the Jewish people. Well, not all of them, of course, but he led many raids into the factories that the Jewish people were working in. They were not death camps. The Jews and Poles and Russians and all the other conscripted labor they had were valuable commodity to the Germans. They didn't want them dead. They wanted to produce goods for the Wehrmacht, the German war machine.
Yeah, well, obviously there were work camps too, man. I thank you for the call, Don. Let's go to Rick in Texas. Rick, are you with us?
I'm here. Thanks, Jason. I love Loose Change, Final Cut.
Oh, thanks, man.
And I've been trying to get on for a while. My phone's dropped several times. I want to stay on point. Early in the show, you mentioned what's going on with the police.
Mm-hmm.
And you just talked about the police chief not coming down on the side of the citizens.
Yeah, well, hold on one second, Rick. We'll come back to you right after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. Loosechange911.com is my site.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, subbing in. And I want to encourage all of you to go out there and get some of Alex Jones's films, burn them to disc, and hand them out. Some of the lesser known films. You know, America Destroyed by Design is, I believe, Alex's first picture. It was done in the mid to late 90s. And it really is a blueprint for what has happened in the last 10 to 15 years. I mean, it really goes through the whole thing. Almost everything in the entire video he predicted has come true, and it's a real good base point to show you how, you know, the United States of America has been given over to a global governance. You know, portions of this country were given to the United Nations years and years and years ago, our parks. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous stuff. Or if maybe the police state is your thing. You know, police state 1 through 3, I think you can get them on one disc now. All three. I think it's like 9 hours of video. All on one DVD set, the Police State series, over at Infowars.com, where you can get some of the newer stuff. You know, it's an election year. Perhaps, which one is the, man, I can't, American Dictators, of course. American Dictators really follows both the Kerry and Bush campaigns and shows how there are two sides of the same coin. And, you know, Kerry was there to throw the election. It features Bev Harris of Black Box Voting and what is the other one? She's got a couple of Invisible Ballots and Hijacking Democracy, I think, are her two documentaries that are outside of American Dictators. But she's in that as well. Right now we're talking to Rick in Texas about the out-of-control police and the police chiefs covering for their little soldiers, if you will. Rick, you've got the floor.
Thank you, Jason. When you said something about the police chief backing up the policeman on this, I thought, well, let's go to the mayor. So I looked him up on the Internet, called his office. He's not in, but there's a very nice lady there, and she has not had a lot of phone calls, which I thought was very disappointing. But I made my point to her very lucidly, but in a nice way, because I didn't think she needed to be battered, unlike the Goombas in New York City when they had Alex.
Mm-hmm.
It got the point across to her, and she was very perceptive of what was going on when I explained it to her. I said, you know, this, we are in a constitutional republic, and the police are acting like fascist thugs. And the fact that they picked this guy up for not allowing them to get into his car and they arrested him, that's the kind of thing that happens in police states. And I said, we can't let this happen. And she said, well, do you want him to call you back? I said, well, no, but I'm who I am. I gave her my name, and I said, but I'm from out of town, but I am an American, and every time I hear about this, I make calls because we can't allow this to happen in our country. And that's what I want to have a call of action to people to call in and let them know that we don't appreciate that they're doing this. And their number is 972-838-2338. 972-838-2338. That's the city council and the mayor's office.
Rick, I encourage people to call them up as well. And, you know, again, we can't allow this stuff to happen. I thank you for the call. You know, I want to tell a little police state story of my own. A few years back, I was in my little Amish town of Fort Plain, New York. You can look it up on a map. It's very tiny, very upstate, literally lots of Amish people. And my parents run an auction out there. They do it over the summer. And I decided that I was going to go get myself a coffee. It was like 7 or 8 at night. It's a little dark. Wasn't that dark, but it was starting to get dark. I'm walking down the street, and to my surprise, you know, I'm on a little off street or whatever. The police pull me over while I'm walking. Literally pull me over while I'm walking. Hey, son, what's your name? I'm like, excuse me? What's your name? I'm like, you know that you're breaking the Fourth Amendment, you know, pulling me over, walking, demanding to know my information. Oh, we got a wise guy. Gets out of the car, has the pepper spray in his hand, aiming it at me. I'm like, what are you going to do, pepper spray me? And he's like, you're going to jail unless you tell me who you are right now. We got a report of someone fitting your description. I'm like, really? There's barely any crime in my town. I can't imagine what description I was fitting. So I said, my name's Jason. Jason who? I'm like, are you looking for a Jason? Don't get wise with me. You'll be in this car faster than you know, son. I'm like, Jason Burmes. And they got back in the car, thank you, and they just drove off. And I'm just like, I cannot believe that just happened. Now, I could have sat there and I could have not given them my name, and I could have been in the back of a car, probably, you know, sprayed with pepper spray, and I could have gone through an entire legal battle where the cops covered it up and beat me mercilessly, and I'm the bad guy. I resisted arrest, or I harassed somebody, even though, again, I'm alone on a street with a cup of coffee, not even in a car. That's how out of control it is now, guys. All right, let's go to Stuart in, I believe it's North Carolina. Stuart, are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you, but it's New York here.
Oh, New York, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You just proved in that little story that you told that discretion is indeed the better part of valor.
Mm-hmm.
For you to have not done that, it wasn't worth a beating for sure. And I would like to say also that, you know, I'm kind of sad to hear all these horrible reports of police. I would like to hear occasionally some of the good things that they do. I mean, even Alex says that, by and large, the vast majority of the police are doing okay, but it's these rogue guys that are just ruining it for everybody. That's point one I'd like to make. And point number two, I've been in the 9/11 truth movement since August of 2002, mm-hmm. and I can't imagine anybody who could answer the question better than you. How far away do you think we are from the tipping point? And if and when it does tip, what do you think the result will be? I mean, will we get our rights back?
All right, here's my answer for it. Tipping point, I feel like we've already reached the tipping point. When you have people like Rosie O'Donnell on a mainstream TV show, like The View, expressing truth about 9/11 and then being fired, yeah, we're at a tipping point. When you have a former governor, Jesse Ventura, going on Hannity and Combs and not even really being attacked for his views on 9/11, yeah, we're at a tipping point. The problem is that the administration that most people think are behind the attacks, at least that know this alternative narrative, the Bush administration, is still in power. And to some extent, there were those within the Bush administration that were absolutely involved in the planning and the execution of this attack. Everybody, of course not. Even Bush himself, I doubt. But as I've been saying on the radio, I feel like once this administration is out, we're going to see a lot more lie-hop or let-it-happen-on-purpose stuff come out. For instance, Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth confronted Joe Biden about 6 months ago about Able Danger, and he grabbed Justin Martel, put his arm around him. He said, you know, there's going to be a lot coming out about 9/11 in the next few years. And this same man, when he was confronted by Luke Radowski about his meeting with General Mahmoud Ahmed, the Pakistani funding arm of the hijackers, he said it was classified after he actually admitted that he was in a meeting and he was telling them to stop funding him. So we're going to see that kind of stuff come out. Now, will we get our rights back? You know, I doubt it. I think that they're going to let it out at such an incremental level, it'll never even be up for discussion in the mainstream media that we need to now eviscerate the Patriot Acts 1 and 2, and we need to get rid of Homeland Security. I mean, they've really entrenched Homeland Security as now a staple of the United States. They're talking about having high schools for training. You know, they already have college programs in criminal justice where you can go right into DHS. I pray to God that within the next 2 years, something does happen where the masses are awakened and we get out into the street, not by the thousands, but by the tens and hundreds of thousands, if not millions. And then maybe we can see a difference. Then maybe we can start to get our Constitution and Bill of Rights. Maybe we can start reforming Congress and the Senate. But until we have that kind of reformation where our leaders are foreign by the people, in other words, people like you and me that actually care about people and aren't these millionaires and billionaires in business with the lobbyists that put them in office, we're not going to see a change. I mean, that's just the bottom line in my opinion, Stuart. I don't know. What do you think?
Disappointed to hear those words. I was kind of hoping that some previous Supreme Court decisions might reverse some of these things, like in the Patriot Act, specifically Marbury versus Madison.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a ton of that. There's a ton of that stuff. I mean, listen, the Supreme Court, though, who is it appointed by? It's been appointed by the last couple administrations. And the Clinton administration isn't better than the Bush administration, okay? It just sounded slicker, and it felt better because we weren't at war with two sovereign nations and the economy was good. In reality, you know, the Clinton family, Bill and Hill, were running coke in the 80s for George Bush Sr. through Iran-Contra and MENA Arkansas. I mean, Sully Castillo has been on the show talking about that. Look, man, I hope that we can have some kind of a, you know, revelation of the minds and we can, you know, get this going, but I mean, people like Judge Roberts and Judge Alito on the Supreme Court, they're not there for us. And I don't think they're ever going to rule in favor of the people. And I know that is disappointing, but I think that we just have to keep railing on the general populace and keep informing them so that we can get the masses out into the streets and we can get, you know, a real change in this country. I thank you for the call, Stuart. All right, let's go to Jonathan in Colorado. Is this my boy, Jonathan?
Yeah, Jason, this is Jonathan. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I see that you posted a new blog over at the loosechange911.com site. We have a new little blogger over there.
Yeah. No. I didn't post that, I don't believe.
Oh, wait, well, this must be a separate Jonathan. I'm thinking Jonathan from We Are Change Colorado. This must be a separate Jonathan. I'm sorry.
No, but I want, that's one thing I want to do is become involved with that group.
Oh, yeah,
anyway,
you should. Okay, go ahead.
I just want to get back. You were talking earlier about how the churches were being contacted, and the ministers or preachers are being told that they need to talk to their parishioners and talk them through how they should submit to government, and government is God. This is a call that I made to Alex a while back, and I really didn't, I guess, express myself clearly. Ted Haggard, as you remember, from the New Life Church.
Yeah, the crystal meth head.
Right, and that happened with Alex. He is not. What happened, he started a church, and I know him personally.
Oh, I heard your call. I remember listening to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, from about three people, and built it to one of the largest churches in the country. Himself. He is a very, very honest individual, very high moral standing individual. He was approached, and I'm going to make this quick and then get off because I'm a little afraid to make this call, but he was approached and told that he was going to do this, and he refused. And everything it happened after he refused their orders or to submit to what they wanted him to do. That's the kind of moral individual he is. He said that will not happen, and that's what happened.
So you're saying that Haggard was approached for this Romans 13 program where he calls his flock into FEMA death camps, and he said no, and that's the reason that he was set up with this homosexual prostitute and crystal meth?
Well, you can come to your own conclusion about why he was set up, you know, with that. But I will tell you, I've known him for years, and he would be the last person on earth that would do that. And I know who the prostitute was that they brought in. He was actually a White House prostitute, and I think he was actually at the Bohemian Grove.
Oh, so, that's lovely.
Anyway, that's what really happened, and he's demonized, and I mean, I'm very sorry it's happened to him because he's one of the greatest people you'll ever meet. But anyway, that's just what I wanted to let you know, and it's one of those unfortunate situations, and there are more of them out there. He just happened to be very, very big worldwide, and so they made
a point out of him. All right,
anyway,
Jonathan.
That was it. Jason, you're doing a great job, and I have all of your videos, and I have Alex Jones, most of his videos, and I subscribe, and I listen almost every day, so keep up the good work, and I do want to get involved with We Are Change Colorado. So
you should. WeareChange.org is the big overseeing site, and on the left-hand side are flags throughout the country and throughout the world. You click on those will go to the local We Are Change chapters in your area, and we are encouraging as many people to be involved with We Are Change as possible. And thanks for the kind word, Jonathan. I hope somebody does look into that, because if Haggard was set up, that does deserve to be brought to light. You know, I'm not a huge fan of any of these evangelicals that go on TV or whatever, but, you know, if he is one of the guys that stood up against this program and then was set up, you know, that should come to light to the public. All right, let's go to Joel in Texas. Joel, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you, Jason.
How you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Good job on the videos everybody's been telling you, so I don't want to get in there and grease you too much. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about real quickly was, I thought it was pretty weird. I took had a wedding to go to out in San Diego this last week and ended up taking my family to SeaWorld. And one of the things that kind of caught me off guard was they have electronic thumbprint scanning.
Okay.
At SeaWorld now.
Oh, yeah, it's been there for quite, I think it's been there now like 3 years. In fact, I remember when Alex Jones went there. It's somewhere on his PrisonPlanet.tv site. He goes there, and he actually hangs back in the back with all the workers telling them how bad the thumb scanning is at SeaWorld. Go ahead.
I got to check that out. I wasn't sure if you guys knew about that.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing that I was going to talk to you about is just getting it out there is obviously I know you have extensive knowledge of, you know, what's going on out there and everything, but I just recently found out that Rockefeller owns 80% of the stock in ExxonMobil.
Well, that all comes from Standard Oil money back in the day.
Right. And so, you know, I've been going to ExxonMobil, filling up my tank all this time, and it's like, you know, now that I find this out, it's like, why? I mean, like, this last year they had the record-breaking world profits for any corporation ever.
Isn't that lovely that the oil companies can just start charging whatever they want for gas, creating this scarcity that doesn't really even exist after they take over the second largest oil-rich nation in the world, Iraq, and then they can post record profits for 2 years in a row. 2 years in a row, the oil companies are having record profits, and nothing is done.
Right. And I mean, and then the fact that, you know, Rockefeller owns 80%, or the family owns 80% of the stock, and then that, you know, them and Rothschilds have acquired a majority share of the world agriculture, and they're starting to look into, you know, suppressing that market. It's just like, you know, it's world domination, but it seems like, you know, anybody out there that didn't know, they should just stop using ExxonMobil.
Well, absolutely. I think that people should educate themselves on the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. I think the documentary Money Masters covers it very, very well. Joel, I thank you for the call. We're going to take some more callers on the other side. And then Paul Joseph Watson joining us at the top of the hour. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, final segment before we go to the top of the hour with Paul Joseph Watson, the PrisonPlanet.com webmaster, accomplished author of Order Out of Chaos, working on another project right now. We're going to get his take on the current state of the police state and, of course, of the U.S. economy that's just going into the pits. But before that, we're going to take another call. Let's go to Bill in Illinois. Bill, are you with us?
Hi, Jason.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good. I'm going to ask kind of an odd question, but please play along with me. You'll see where I'm going. In all your years, Jason, have you ever seen a talking snake?
No.
You've never seen a talking snake? Well, I have seen two. One was in Robin Hood, and one was in The Jungle Book, both put out by Walt Disney, who does Maple Leaf. What is funny is more people in America believe in a talking snake than they do in their government attacking them. And they call us conspiracy nuts.
Well, yeah, I mean, people love fantasy, man. I mean, they're so wrapped up in the nonsense. I mean, that should be apparent to the fact that, you know, the single moms out there that don't work, or not even the single moms, but, you know, just the moms out there that are hooked on these soap operas, man. I mean, how bad are those productions of Guiding Light and, you know, all that other stuff? And they'd rather believe that reality than the real one, dude.
It's just really sad, isn't it, Jason?
I think it's extremely sad that we're in a consumerist mall-type culture, that it's all about what kind of car you drive, what kind of shoes you wear, what kind of hair products you use, and not about what kind of person you are, or, you know, how much you know.
Exactly.
Or you're involved in the community. I mean, it seems to me that almost no one out there who's involved in local community gets the kind of credit they deserve.
I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I got one other bit of info on the police state for you.
Sure.
I live in the town of Naperville, and it was reported to me by Girl Scout leaders that our town is sitting on 20 military vehicles, AAVs, that say Department of Homeland Security on them. When I called up the police department and asked about it, first they wanted to know if I knew where they were. I told them, of course, I don't know exactly where they are, but I know they're back there. And he said, yeah, so what if we have them?
Oh, yeah,
I said,
what?
Well, what do you need them for? He said, for terrorists. And I started laughing. I said, you mean like the FBI attacking the World Trade Towers in 93, 96, and 2001? And he started laughing at me like, you know,
It's real funny that our federal government is provocateuring and helping attacks on the United States. I mean, it's real funny that they hire a guy named Ahmed Salam, an Egyptian army officer, to infiltrate a few retards, legally retarded people, folks, and build the bomb, rent the truck, carry out the attack, and then blame it on these guys. Yeah, that's real hilarious. But you've got to understand, Bill, I mean, look at all the cop cars that are out there now.
Yes.
At least in New York, they're starting to take they're taking the top lights off of the cars. Almost every car now has no top lights, so it's indistinguishable that it's actually a police car until you see the decals. And then another sect of these cars don't even have the decals on them anymore.
Well, I just went past Wrigley Field, actually, last week during a game. And, I mean, you couldn't swing a dead cat without hitting a cop car, without lights on them.
I hear you, man. It's crazy.
It was ridiculous. Keep up the great work, Jason.
All right. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. All right. Let's jump to Paul in Oregon. Paul.
Jason, how are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm all right. I just wanted to talk about Portland, Oregon, where I'm from. If you can get people out here, I mean, you need to see what they're doing here. We have cameras everywhere. An intersection in Southeast Portland, 82nd and Powell, that has face recognition cameras on the crosswalks. I'm talking, it is just crazy. We have
I have a good friend out there, my buddy who got that last Clinton confrontation. I'll have to check it out. Paul, thanks for the call. We're going to have Paul Joseph Watson after this, PrisonPlanet.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Yeah. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back at the top of the hour. And I want to remind everybody that the 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising, is going to be pre-screened. That's right, you're going to get an opportunity to see it before it's released over at the Alamo Draft House on Saturday, May 17th and Sunday, May 18th. It's 4 p.m. on Saturday, 7 p.m. on Sunday. Again, a film unlike any other by Alex Jones, cinema verite style, with interviews, I mean, Willie Nelson, Rosie O'Donnell, Jesse Ventura, George Carlin, Martin Sheen. You know, as well as confrontations with Bill Clinton, David Rockefeller, Schwarzenegger, Hillary Clinton, Obama. John McCain's in there. Gary Hart, total pro-New World Order guy, member of the CFR. It's a jam-packed action-adventure fun fest, in my opinion. And I hope everybody goes out there and checks it out because, you know, I sit here in this office all day, you know, editing through my movie and checking out, you know, Rob, who's editing the 9/11 Chronicles Part 1. And I am just totally impressed with this. I think it's going to bring even more people into the movement. And those in the movement are going to be motivated to actually take action. If you're not a member of WeAreChange.org, if you're not a member of Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth, if you're not a member of TruthAction.org, which does great things on the 11th of every month throughout the country and throughout the world, you need to be. And this is going to show you why you need to be and how you can get involved at every level. You know, whether you do a radio show, whether you have a blog, whether you're the guy, you know, in the streets with burned DVDs, you know, you are helping, you are creating change, and that's why this movie, The 9/11 Chronicles, is so important and so different. I want to jump ship now to Paul Joseph Watson, who is the webmaster of PrisonPlanet.com and an accomplished author on his own. Order Out of Chaos is one of my favorite New World Order books. I recommend it to everybody. It's over at the InfoWars shop right now. I suggest you get it if you've never heard about it. Paul, how you doing?
Hello, Jason. Good to be on the air.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome to actually get to have you on the air and talk to you. What are some of the top stories over at Prison Planet? Obviously, the police state stuff for the last 2 days with the Philly cops beating those three gentlemen and then that one guy getting arrested for not putting on a turn signaler pretty high up there.
Yeah, I think it's important to discuss an article that I posted on Prison Planet yesterday, which was introduced on the basis of the tragedy in Burma, but it's not specifically about that. It's about putting in perspective the fact that what now they're saying probably up to 200,000 people may have died because of this, and then comparing that to the level of fear-mongering put out about the apparent threat of terror by our government and doing a kind of benchmark comparison between the two.
Yeah, I mean, the comparison between 3,000 people killed now almost 8 years ago and, you know, 200,000 in one shot, and yet, you know, it's on our TV every single day, just pumping into our brains, drum beating fear, terrorism, Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden. I mean, they're still the major political tools for those running for office in this country, at least. And I'm sure, you know, throughout the world, it's still brought up. And you have this tragedy where 200,000 people are dead and it receives barely any media coverage in this country.
Right. And I mean, it's basically, it's important to stress, first of all, that we're not downplaying the horror or the pain of those families that suffered losses on 9/11 or the people that died. Obviously, our entire movement is about helping those people. It's about putting the dangers that faces, certainly in the West, into perspective and then using the reality, the level of the threat as a benchmark with which to judge you know, the fear-mongering that government and the media ascribes to the threat of terror. Because if there are 900,000 people on the terror watch list, and there are terror cells running around everywhere, as we, you know, we're constantly reminded by the government and the media, then why is the only so-called terror incident in the West in the last 3 years being, you know, Dumb and Dumber driving a Jeep Cherokee into a window at Glasgow Airport?
Absolutely. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in for Alex Jones for the next 2 days. We are with Paul Joseph Watson, accomplished author and webmaster of PrisonPlanet.com. And we're talking terrorism and Al-Qaeda. And, Paul, I just want to get your take on the Washington Post now reporting that everybody who was involved in the USS Cole bombing is either escaped or been let go. You'd think if Al-Qaeda was a real threat and that these guys were the actual guys behind the Cole bombing, these guys would be the guys who were imprisoned at Gitmo or one of our other torture facilities. You know, these guys would be the guys under armed guard, never to be let go.
Well, yeah, I mean, it seems that in every case where a so-called Al-Qaeda member can be proven to be an Al-Qaeda member with links to bin Laden and so forth, which is rare because most of them turn out to be nothing more than patsies, then they get treated very well by the US or British government. You had a guy in Britain called Abu Qatada that was called the European mastermind of Al-Qaeda. He was controlling Al-Qaeda in Europe for bin Laden. And yet he was given a safe house by MI5, and now he's being completely released. So they seem to take the highest, you know, the elite of Al-Qaeda and give them comfort while they use the patsies on the lower level to propagandize about the massive threat of terror, when they always turn out to be, you know, street gangs and so forth who have no means or capability to commit terror.
Absolutely. And when they're setting up these type of patsies, they like to set up a little plausible deniability. I think that's why you saw the Pakistani ISI as being exposed as one of the funders, major funders of the quote unquote hijackers with that $100,000 wire transfer. In reality, the ISI is so close to the CIA on the .gov site that actually tries to debunk the fact that we were in business with bin Laden during the Soviets' invasion of Afghanistan. They say, oh, well, you know, we never gave any money to bin Laden directly. We funneled all of our money through the ISI, so we didn't really have any ties to bin Laden. Now, we know that's false. We know that, you know, Brzezinski and others did have ties to bin Laden, but they admit right there that they used the ISI as a conduit to fund these organizations and maintain that deniability.
Well, exactly. They're always going to have front organizations so they can claim that. But any time you get an ISI link, for example, we had the couple of summers ago, we had the, you know, the much vaunted liquid bomb plot, of which, you know, it turned out to be a contrived fraud, as most of them always do. The alleged perpetrators had no passports, no airline tickets. Their behavior before the alleged attack suggested the complete opposite, that they were actually planning anything. And of course, it turned out that this was all being run under ISI auspices. So every time you have that link, then it's proof that something very fishy indeed is going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And it should just speak to the fact that, you know, obviously we were funding them through the ISI, that the guy who did it, General Mahmoud Ahmed, was never convicted of anything. He was just, you know, let go. He was able to retire almost unannounced and just kind of slip into the backdrop. Meanwhile, Omar Saeed Sheikh, the guy who facilitated this wire transfer, we've got Bhutto, before she was murdered, saying that this guy's an intelligence asset. He's got all sorts of intelligence ties. He's the guy behind the Daniel Pearl murder. And this stuff seems to fall through the cracks in the mainstream media. They don't want to report on actual government intelligence funding these guys. I wonder why.
Well, yeah, I mean, Mahmoud Ahmed was, prior to 9/11, he was meeting with everyone. He was with the CIA, he was with Porter Goss. I mean, he was having breakfast with Goss and Graham on the very morning of 9/11. He was, you know, given red carpet treatment in the days before 9/11. And he was the chief financier of the alleged lead hijacker. And that makes no waves in the media. It's pathetic.
It's absolutely pathetic. And then you look at, you know, Porter Goss and Bob Graham. They head up that initial congressional investigation where 27 pages are redacted. Graham goes on PBS television in December of 2002 and admits that there was overwhelming evidence of foreign governments, that's governments, more than one, involvement in not only the funding of the hijackers, but other facilitating as well. And then he was recently confronted by Philly 9/11 Truth. You can check out the video on the internet, where before he's even asked about anything, he's talking about his relationship with Mahmoud Ahmed and how Mahmoud Ahmed was there to play nice with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and that was his job. You know. So then later on, they ask him about the funding of it, and, oh, I just don't know about the funding. I guess that, you know, maybe you guys uncovered something that the congressional investigation and the 9/11 Commission just couldn't find. Yet, you know, he's on television on PBS saying that these governments that were involved will be classified for the next 20 to 30 years and won't be released until they're in the archives. Well, I ask you, why is it that we had this congressional investigation? We know that it's going to be classified for 20 to 30 years. What was the purpose of the 9/11 Commission? I thought that they were supposed to do a full and complete accounting of what actually happened, Paul.
Well, you knew exactly what the purpose was as soon as they appointed Kissinger as the head of it. I mean, talk about a slap in the face. But I mean, we were talking about the foundation of the police state, which was this apparent threat of terror, which mm-hmm. were the drumbeat is drilled into us every day. And the fact is that, you know, we're herded through airports and train stations and whatever you want every day and expected to acquiesce and be treated like scum because of the threat of terror. And in almost every example, as you just illustrated, it's governments that are behind it, provocateurs, financiers, all linked to the government. But they're slowly rolling out the same measures, you know, into every facet of our lives, and that forms the foundation of the police state. But what's important to put in perspective is the fact that terrorism as a supposed threat is, according to the figures, is less deadly to Westerners than accident-causing deer and peanut allergies. And that's according to Ohio State University report.
Well, it's absolutely true. I mean, I'm an upstate New York guy, and there's tons of deaths with deer. I've been in 4 car accidents with deer, actually. I've been lucky, you know, not actually getting too hurt. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, you had 3,000 people die in 2001 in this country. And since then, zero. And what's interesting to me is student scholars just went and got the press secretary. I forget what her name is. And they bring up the fact that, hey, you guys tried to appoint Kissinger. Hey, you know, look at all these different things. Bush and Cheney testified together, not under oath. And then she starts saying, well, you better check your sources because some of those sources are wrong and they're giving you disinformation. And it's not an accident that we haven't been attacked since 9/11. And that's their big talking point when they have nothing else to say is it's not an accident we haven't been attacked since 9/11. And I'd say, yeah, it's not an accident. It's because of people like you and me going out and informing the, you know, world populace that 9/11 was indeed a false flag attack that has stopped them from carrying out another false flag attack in this country. I believe if they try anything short of some kind of nuclear holocaust in this country, most of the people are going to wise up, at least a third of us. You know, people are going to point to the government right away. There's too many shady things going on with 9/11. And the mainstream media just ignores us, tries to marginalize us, even when, you know, State Senator Karen Johnson of Arizona goes public, or former Governor Jesse Ventura goes public, you know, or, you know, scientists like Stephen Jones, architects like Richard Gage. They're all marginalized, or they're just called completely crazy without any evidence whatsoever.
Exactly, and I mean, the Bush administration they claim success in preventing terror, you know, in America since 2001. But it has nothing to do with their success, as I wrote in the article, because the same pattern can be observed throughout the 20th century before 9/11. I mean, as you were talking about, it's the equivalent of 11... Let me get the figures exactly. He talked about you've been in 4 accidents.
Mm-hmm.
I've got it here. To equal the danger that Americans place themselves in every day by simply driving down the highway, there would need to be a September 11th every month. And to reach the same level of risk that you undertake in boarding an airline, you know, in terms of a potential accident, you only have to travel 11 miles in a car. So that puts into perspective this grand threat, which is called the, you know, the greatest fundamental threat to civilization. Terrorism puts it in perspective in comparison to the real dangers that are out there that we go through every day, and we risk our lives in doing so for the sake of mobility and freedom.
Well, I think they're really good at manipulating our already there fears. Like, there's still a lot of people in the world who are just afraid of flying in general. So, you know, you couple that with the terrorism threat, and it's twice as terrifying. You know what I mean, Paul?
Yeah, exactly, and they don't half do their best to make you feel scared when you go into an airport, do they? And again, that was, I mean, it's ridiculous. You had this ridiculous liquid bomb plot, and then a week later we were all forced to, you know, carry these little see-through plastic slave bags. If we had a tiny bottle of aftershave, you had mothers being forced to drink their own baby milk. If you get into the details of it, there's no way you could build a liquid bomb of any intensity with the kind of materials that they had and the space and the time in which they had to do it, even if you believe that they would have got on the plane in the first place with no passports or airline tickets. And yet, you know, we're all made to feel like suspects for the crime of carrying a Diet Coke onto an airplane. So it's just this this feeling that you get when you go into an airport. And, I mean, that's what they want to roll out on the streets. And they're changing the very nature of our way of life to combat this threat, when the threat in comparison to the real dangers that we all live through is minuscule.
I'm with you, Paul. It's all about fear and control, and that's what they're bringing to us in this country and throughout the world. That's what this globalist plot is all about. We'll be back after this with Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de improviso en el viento rápida me llevó y me
comincio a volare nel cielo infinito.
All right, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma, sitting in today and tomorrow. And we're talking airport, police state, America, and really around the world. And we're talking about the liquid bomb plot. And isn't it convenient how all of a sudden the liquids aren't really a threat anymore as long as they're in this small plastic bag? At first they were like, well, you can't bring water bottles or liquid or any kind of an aftershave or cologne on. But now if you put it into a plastic bag, magically it's okay. I liken it to when it was the Richard Reed shoe bomber plot. And they banned lighters and matches altogether in the airport. You couldn't board a plane with it. Well, now they allow you to board a plane, but the last time I got on a plane with a lighter, they scanned through my bag. I had three other lighters in there, and they're like, well, you got a choice. You can keep one. They're like, oh, which one do you want to keep? I'm like, I don't care, man. I'm like, this is taking another 10 minutes because you want to take my lighters away, but I can have one. What's the difference between having one and five, Paul?
No difference whatsoever, but it's about maintaining this false sense of insecurity. If we agree, which most people would, that, you know, the principal goal of terrorists is to create enough fear amongst the population to get the people and the government to acquiesce to their political demands. So the only way they can do it is by generating enough fear to make people believe that their life is significantly threatened by potential terrorism if they don't follow all these ridiculous rules, like, you know, getting rid of their lighters and carrying their liquid through airports in transparent plastic bags. So, as I wrote in the article, if governments are really trying to win a war on terror, as they constantly remind us, then what they would do is sideline and downplay the ability of terrorists to carry out terrorism. Because, as the figures show, you know, you've got more chance of drowning in your own swimming pool than being killed by terrorists. So the question is, why is the government inflating the influence of terrorists by fear-mongering about a danger that's minuscule?
Yeah, it seems like, you know, the terrorists, quote-unquote, hating our freedoms, and that's why they did it. Well, if the terrorists hate our freedoms so much, no one has done a better job from taking those freedoms away from us than this administration and departments like that of Homeland Security, you know, legislation like Patriot Acts 1 and 2, especially the Military Commissions Act, which ended habeas corpus, the right to face your accuser. And again, around since 1215 and the Magna Carta, folks, and that's gone. They can literally charge you with something, scoop you up, throw you in a black hole, maybe take you to Gitmo for some waterboarding and such, and that's it. They don't have to tell anybody about you. They don't have to report to you. They don't even have to give you a military tribunal at this point. And that's the kind of legislation that has been passed, not through, you know, Muslim extremists, but by this administration and this country. And it's very scary to me, Paul. Let's take some phone calls. Let's go to Ron in Arkansas. Ron, are you there? No, did Ron drop? All right. Let's go to Sean in New York then. Sean, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right. Good job on Loose Change. I mean, that's woken a lot of people up for me, I'll tell you.
Well, thank you, man.
Well, I'd like to dispel a couple of myths. I mean, I hear a lot of talk about, well, there are some good police, et cetera, et cetera. If there are good police, how could they stand by and watch what's happening? If they were good, they would do something about it instead of going along with it. For them to go along with it and sometimes participate in it, it makes them just as bad.
Well, I agree with you there, but I think it's kind of like that hive mind mentality that even though I didn't start it, that's my friend doing it, and I have to, you know, defend them. What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, it's like a gang mentality. I mean, if you saw that video yesterday, there was in L.A., there was a shooting of a police officer or something. And they got someone at a traffic stop, which they believed might have been linked to it, I think was the case. And all the police just dash out like madmen and run up to these guys and kick the living bleep out of them. And
yeah, that's the Philadelphia one. Yeah, it does look like a gang beating. Yeah, well, we'll come back to you on the other side, Sean. Yeah, it did look like a gang beating. I mean, literally got the baton out, the dogs were out, there were soccer kicks going on. Three people versus a dozen and a half, maybe two dozen cops. We'll be back after this taking your phone calls with Paul Joseph Watson.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit survivemartiallaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit survivemartiallaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. And remember, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, you can tune into the fourth hour for a live video feed over at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm going to be having Jim Mars as my guest, the author of Crossfire and The Terror Conspiracy. You should go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. All Alex Jones's documentary films, his weekly video reports, my films in there as well. Loose Change is over there. You can check that out for free. And just a ton of other great information. All the audio archives are over there. Just a ton of great stuff. Go check it out yourself. PrisonPlanet.tv. It's something like 15 cents a day. Sean, you wanted to finish up with another point about the police?
Well, no, not about the police. Kind of a misconception that I feel is going on with the truth movement.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say that, back when the founding fathers and we were free, we were never free as humanity. I mean, if you ask the blacks and the Indians how free they felt back then, I don't think they felt very free. So, I mean, as humanity as a whole, we have never had freedom.
Well, I would agree with you there, Sean. I mean, there's never been equality for everybody throughout the world, and I don't know if there's ever going to be. I think that's something we have to strive
for. Even in America.
Well, no, especially in America. But it's starting to get extremely bad here. I feel like in the last 20 years, it's just gotten to a level where a tyrannical government can do almost anything. And one of the things I have seen in this country get better over the last 20 years, I'm almost 30 years old, is racism. Obviously, there was a huge problem in this country with segregation and the way we treated African Americans, and I've seen that let up quite a bit as I've grown up. I'm not saying it's perfect. I know plenty of racists out there.
I agree with you there.
Yeah. But, you know, we're going to have to strive for that stuff, Sean. I mean, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to bring the world together under one peace umbrella, but I feel like that's the guise the globalists will use to try to bring in their quote-unquote new world order is, oh, we need this peaceful one world order so that everybody can be equal, and you know, it's going to be great. You know, they're not going to sell it to us as this tyrannical dictatorship. Sean, I thank you for the call. Don't you feel that way, Paul? They're gonna swoop in and try to be our saviors.
Well, exactly. That's the tack they take with every issue, from terrorism to global warming to whatever, the war on drugs, whatever you want to mention. And yeah, there's never going to be a utopia on Earth. There never has been. It's always been a game of brinksmanship between freedom and tyranny, and certain groups are going to be excluded from certain revolutions and so forth. But it's, you know, it's like Alex says, freedom and liberty is the extreme rarity in human history, but that's no reason to stop fighting for it, because, you know, we might as well die on our feet than live on our knees as slaves.
Exactly. I'm totally with you there, and you couldn't have summed it up better. It's always going to be a struggle, okay? Good and evil do exist, and evil is always going to try to take control. It's human nature, man. And you know, we're just going to have to keep on striving through. We're going to have to keep getting this information out to people, and we're going to, you know, have to keep trying to get our government back. We're going to have to repeal things like the Patriot Act, like I said before. We're going to have to repeal the Military Commissions Act. We're going to have to get rid of Homeland Security. We're going to have to expose the fact that private companies such as AT&T are allowing a quote-unquote secret room to record all of our phone conversations, all of our emails, all of our electronic, you know, things that can be surveilled everywhere. And that's just the way it is, unfortunately. You know, and that stuff isn't in the mainstream media but once, and then it's just kind of brushed under the rug, go back to sleep, no big deal, the NSA can do what it wants. All right, let's go to, let's go to Tony in Illinois. Was that Tony in Illinois before or no?
Hello.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Doing great. Hey, you're doing a lot of good work, Jason. A lot of great work, bud.
Thank you, man.
Hey, I just wanted to, you know, I think you're kind of, I think you're really, it's funny that you bring up race into this, because that's kind of where I was, you know, where I'm heading with this. It seems to me, after I've been studying the way America's dealt with blacks since I was a kid, I mean about 13 years old, and I really think that the whole terror, the 9/11, the various things were all there to put the weapons into the police's hands. And if you take a look around now, I mean, those martial law drills run between Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Mississippi. I can tell you, I mean, I've run through there, and those are black communities. You have what happened in Philadelphia. You have the things going on in Chicago with the cops fixing to be all issued carbines. The terrorism, it looks to me like it was used to put the weapons into the police's hands, get those laws and bills all ready, and they're going to fire off race riots. As soon as Barack Obama doesn't get this nomination and some more beatings get on TV and some more cops get excused for murder, they're going to snap off.
Well, I can't disagree with you, man. They've always used divide and conquer. And one of the key things they've always used is try to pit people who look different against each other. And unfortunately, a lot of people are ignorant out there and they believe that that's the truth and they are more apt to do that sort of thing. But there can be no doubt that on a domestic level, September 11th was used to arm the police and really end posse comitatus, which is the traditional separation between police and the military. I thank you for the call. What do you think about that, Paul? Do you feel like posse comitatus is completely gone in this country?
Well, when you've got police being trained that there are terrorists out there, when in reality all they're doing is catching speeders. And that's in alliance with the military, in that case, in Tennessee. Then, yeah, the police are being brainwashed too. They think that every time they go out and patrol that their lives is in mortal danger, because that's what they're being trained is happening out on the streets, because they're being brainwashed too, that terrorists are around every street corner. So you're going to get a massive increase in police brutality. And certainly in the past 2 years, I mean, we started a section on Prison Planet called Cop Watch, because in the past 2 years, the incidence of police brutality, and I'm talking about every single day, have skyrocketed so much that it's getting absolutely ridiculous. I mean, American, the archetype of America outside of America is somebody pulled over on a highway being harassed by police. I mean, that started through series like Cops and so forth, but now it's so endemic that that's what people outside of America see American police as, just enforcers and people that harass innocent citizens and beat them up. And that's, you know, that's what a third world dictatorship is seen as outside of that country, and that's what America is at the moment, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I feel like that global perspective is only personified when people come to this country and visit it. You know, the majority of people that come and visit America usually go to somewhere like, you know, Hollywood, or especially New York City. I mean, that's just a hub for tourism. And if you go down to New York City, it is a police state like no other in the country. I mean, most people think that New York City is New York. Of course, you know, there's this whole state outside of the city. The city's actually just a small part. But in that small part, you have cops everywhere, and you have them in the black uniforms with the SWAT team helmets and the automatic rifles, and they're in the subways ready to search your bag despite the Fourth Amendment. And it's only getting worse. I mean, again, they're starting to arm them with M1 and M5 carbine rifles. That's crazy.
Right, and I mean, talk about the damage that's being done to the American economy. It's partly through the fact that tourism has completely dwindled. I went to China, and in comparison to going through the American Homeland Security, you know, immigration interrogation checkpoint, going to China was like heaven on earth. And China is a communist police state. You know, I had my visa, presented the visa, there's the visa, okay, thank you very much, there you go. Going to America, me and my brother was completely interrogated for like 20 minutes about where we were going, who we were seeing, why we were there. And we were made to feel like scum. And that's what most people see America as now. That's how they expect to be treated, which is a crying shame, because, you know, 20 years ago it was so much different.
Yeah, I'm with you. And, you know, the doesn't represent how the people feel in this country. We're upset, too. Let's keep taking calls. Let's go to Matt in Kentucky. Matt, are you there?
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Matt?
I'm just calling in for those people out there who don't believe that the government's actually recruiting college students for Homeland Security, for the Homeland Security Department. I go to Western Kentucky University. There's a big ad on the website that says, Wanted Superheroes, Master's Degree in Homeland Security Sciences, coming fall 2008. And it's in the physics department. I was looking at it, and it's basically a computer grid where they're helping the government. They got a $250,000 grant to help the government stop viruses from going through the internet or whatever. And I was just wondering what you thought about that with the whole Homeland Security Department.
Sure, Matt. I'd just say this. You know, universities have always been used as an arm of this control grid. If you look at it, it's not only a recruiting arm, but they're going to try to use universities, say, in internet too. You know, so the universities that the government likes, they're going to allow them to be the major domain names. That way that, you know, the government can keep control over them and give an illusion that they're not involved. But indeed, you know, the universities are following government regulations. So they're going to just stop a lot of subdomain page names there. I mean, as far as recruiting through colleges, that's the norm. I mean, we have little video games on the internet now for children, for preschool age children and kindergartners to fight terrorism. I'm sure you've seen that, Paul.
Yeah, they had those things through the FEMA website and so forth. But I mean, yeah, universities have always been breeding grounds for minions of the elite. I mean, it's because people are trained to parrot information and not really think for themselves. So that makes them perfect servants for the elite. The fact that Homeland Security in this country, MI5, are doing it is public knowledge. I mean, we have trouble because we have articles about Homeland Security on Prison Planet, and we have Google ads, which are automated keyword ads. We have trouble blocking out people trying to recruit for Homeland Security through our own website. Mm-hmm. So,
and Alex
everywhere.
Gets a bunch of calls about that. I want to let everybody know that they use Google ads. So sometimes a military ad for the Army or Homeland Security is going to pop up until they actually block that code or something for John McCain. That doesn't mean Infowars.com supports that sort of thing. That means that, again, Google ads advertises on there and you can't get past everything. And, you know, we talked about how universities have always been used as front groups. Look, just because you're going in to Homeland Security doesn't make you a quote unquote superhero. For instance, San Diego State University was just raided in this huge drug bust. And one of the students there that was, you know, in the criminal justice department about to become a member of Homeland Security was found with a pistol and cocaine. And he was out texting people, you know, on deals on cocaine. You know, a lot of these guys that get into these organizations are criminals, and they like the power. They get into these organizations to have even more power and become more corrupt, Paul.
Well, I mean, yeah, bad people gravitate towards power. That's why we're in this situation as it stands now. But, I mean, yeah, I don't think many people would actively seek to be in Homeland Security. It's like kind of, you remember the series V about the fascist takeover where, you know, aliens were doing it in the classic movie.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that gravitated towards joining their ranks were little Nazis, basically. So I don't think many admirable people would gravitate towards Homeland Security unless they were aggressively recruited, which is what's going on.
I have to agree with you there. Let's go to Rick. Rick, are you with us? No, Rick? Rick Trott?
Hello.
Hey,
how's
Rick,
going?
What's up?
I'm just wanted to call in about that police state business, and it's true. I'm out here in California. Was parked one night.
Still with us?
Station, and an officer comes, asks me for ID. What am I doing? He questioned me. I said, "Well, do I need ID?" Long story short, another officer comes, a female. They tell me to get out of the vehicle, no probable cause, and they take. They tell me to take my shoes off and socks off. They hold me for over an hour and a half. And in the end, he tells me, well, it's your fault because, you know, you shouldn't be out here. He throws my ID. The point is, he went through my trunk, through my vehicle without consent. And now I'm in the middle of filing criminal charges against these officers because they're criminal. They have no authority once they commit a crime. And I just want to say that there's a lot of videos that I have also of Alex Jones, the tyrannical police state, on my YouTube, and my YouTube name is Tactical Guy and the number one. That's TACTIKAL and the number one. Just do the search, and I put my audio up there, what the officers did, so people can just go ahead and hear to see if I was wrong or if they were wrong. You know?
Awesome,
and
awesome, Rick. I'm glad you're posting that stuff, and that's what we need to do. We need to post that stuff and make it as public as possible. Let's jump to another caller. Let's go to Steve in Utah. Steve, you with us? All right, let's go to Joe in Florida then. Joe?
You hear me?
Yes.
I'm right here.
All right.
Wanted to comment to a couple things. Ron's comment about police. I'm a former law enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the multiple agency drills that you were talking about with Homeland Security and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then also to the airports. As far as police and doing something, it took me over 2.5 years to get into law enforcement. It's not an easy process to get into.
Mm-hmm.
And within about a year of being there, I made a decision to leave law enforcement because I felt that the cost of compromise for the ideology that you were taking on was much, 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 much too expensive for what you were giving up. It was like surrendering freedoms or taking freedoms from people on a daily basis, and it was just not a pretty situation for me personally to be in. I didn't like it. I didn't. And when you look at the public, they condition the officers to do exactly what you said, which is to look at every person as a possible life threatening situation, and so therefore people don't get treated consistently on the based on the way they act, they get treated based on the way they are, that the officer is viewing the world. He's saying things as he is, not
and,
as.
And Joe,
isn't it
true they train you to lie to these people to see what you can get out of them?
You're told in your training that it is not illegal for you to lie to them. So if you need to lie, then go ahead and lie. And you're also told that if they lie to you while giving a statement under for any reason, then they have perjured themselves because they are technically under oath.
Excellent. So it's a double standard in favor of the police to lie to you to try to get information out of you. And then if you don't feel like giving them that information, you say something to the contrary, automatically you've been perjured. Now it's probably probable cause. Now you have to get out of the car. Now you need to be searched, and you can be taken down for questioning, correct?
At the very least, it's given them reasonable suspicion to continue to detain you. And so they feel that they can justify that in their report somehow. I found that personally just defensive. Nothing other than that. I just found it offensive. I found it contrary to what I think is an American ideology and ideals for how we should represent ourselves as Americans to one another.
Well, I'm with you 100%. What is it that you do now?
I'm opening a training center right now.
Oh, excellent.
For civilians to do home defense.
All right. So, well, that's the way to go. Jeff, thank you so much for the call. We're going to finish up the hour with Paul Joseph Watson on the other side. And I want to let people know the fourth and final hour is broadcast over at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to have Jim Mars on. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with this. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are back for the final segment before the final hour of the show, which is going to be broadcast over at PrisonPlanet.tv video style. We're going to have Jim Mars, author of Crossfire, and, of course, his latest, The Terror Conspiracy, on for the full hour. We're also going to be taking your calls. But finishing up with Paul Joseph Watson, you know, we just talked to somebody who is a former police officer who was disgusted with the way that things went there. But there's a lot of people out there that are just trying to, you know, make a career, trying to have a pension fund, that are willing to go along with this. And there's even more people out there, like you said, that gravitate towards power, that enjoy and bask in the fact that they have power over these people and seem to be above the law.
Yeah, well, I think that the caller you just had on answers a question from a couple of callers before that. You know, what do police who see the tyranny unfolding do? Well, they leave. Because, I mean, if you're asked to conform to that mentality, which is to treat us as the enemy and, you know, everyone as a criminal, then you're going to get turned off to that and you're going to get out the heck out of Dodge. So that's what that individual did. But, I mean, over the last couple of years, it's gotten absolutely crazy. Yesterday we had a story out of Melissa, Texas, where a man was actually arrested for turning without signaling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it gets to that level where the police are being told that they can use any measure they like to try and go out there and pursue a criminal, and they've already decided that we're all criminals before, you know, guilty until proven innocent.
You know, and I played that news clip yesterday, the story from yesterday, I played it earlier on the show. And, you know, when the police chief is actually asked about it, he's like, yeah, you know, I've been police chief for like 6 years and we've never arrested anybody for a turn signal. But before all the info's in, I'm defending my officer and he was well within his rights to do that. You can arrest people for a lot of things. He just broadened it to basically anything. You could be jaywalking and be detained, apparently, and be brought down into a cell. And the kid's sitting there talking with his dad to the news media. He's like, yeah, you know, these other guys were like, oh, I'm in here for heroin or I'm in here for crystal meth. What did you do? And he's like, I didn't put my turn signal on. And there, even the criminals were like, come on, come on. You got to be kidding me. They wouldn't arrest you for that. But I think it was more along the lines of, you know, they, like his father said, they pulled him over. They thought they were going to get some kind of a drug bust out of it or a score, especially when he said, you know, wait a minute. I am an American citizen. I have a Fourth Amendment right. I haven't done anything wrong. No, you can't search my vehicle. And then as soon as he says, no, you can't search my vehicle, alarm bells go off in this twisted cop's mind. Uh-oh, I can't search his vehicle. I have to search his vehicle now, whether I have probable cause or not. And that's essentially what he does. He rips him out of the car. He searches the car anyway. Then when he doesn't find anything, he's thinking to himself, oh, man, I didn't find anything. Now what am I going to do? Well, I better bring this guy down to the station and say that he was uncooperative to try to cover my ass. And it's that kind of mentality of covering for yourself or covering for your fellow police officers that I think creates these beatings like the ones in Philly, you know? Not every cop in that pullover in Philadelphia, I think, wanted to beat these guys. Not everybody gets involved. But the more you see it, you see people running in from different cars. And it's just like I said earlier, again, if these people were really thought to be, you know, the guys who murdered this cop 2 days ago and armed, there's no way the police would have rushed the car like that. They would have surrounded the vehicle. They would have pulled their guns. They would have had all three passengers get out with their hands up and go on their belly and then go arrest them. Instead, they charged the car and literally just beat the hell out of these three guys, Paul.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just where it gets to the point where common sense is removed from law enforcement, that's when you get tyranny. And to think that we're suspicious individuals because we know our rights is just proof to how far we've sunk.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for spending the hour here. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. We'll be back at PrisonPlanet.tv momentarily.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, we're back. It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, sitting in today and tomorrow. Just want to remind everybody that Alex is going to be presenting a sneak peek at the 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising. Again, this is a film shot unlike any other from Alex Jones, cinema verite style, where he doesn't even do the voiceover, and it's really about the 9/11 truth movement. It contains candid interviews with Willie Nelson, Rosie O'Donnell, Jesse Ventura, George Carlin, Martin Sheen, and others, as well as confrontations with many political figures, including Bill and Hillary Clinton, David Rockefeller, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Gary Hart, John McCain, and many more. So I hope people go out on Saturday, May 17th, 4 p.m., and Sunday, May 18th at 7 p.m., and go check that out. I think Alex himself will also be there to answer questions after the movie. Like I said, I've seen it. It's awesome. I'm very stoked for this one to get out there and hopefully get more people involved in the 9/11 truth movement. This is a yes, we can do it type of movie, really focusing on what tactics we need to use to expose this information to the masses. And it's a bang up job. I'm really excited to see people's reaction. I've got Jim Mars with me. I've done a couple radio shows with Jim. I think I've been on his Dreamland program before, and I've met him a couple times out in Chicago and, of course, New York City. He is a famous, accomplished author. You can see him on the History Channel all the time. I see Jim Mars on the History Channel more than anybody, I think. And I believe his latest book is The Terror Conspiracy, dealing with 9/11. It's Deception, 9/11, and the Loss of Liberty. And you can pick that up over at Infowars.com. Jim, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Jason, it's good to be with you today.
So, Jim, what's the latest you've been working on? Because, again, you've been featured on the History Channel dozens of times. You were featured in a couple of Alex Jones's movies. You're an accomplished author. Obviously, The Terror Conspiracy about 9/11. You know, you wrote Crossfire about JFK. What's next for Jim Mars?
Well, I got a bombshell coming out in June. I think everybody realizes that the good old U.S. of A. is in deep trouble. We got too many problems, too much stuff going on. But nobody can seem to figure out exactly who to point the finger to. Liberals blame conservatives, conservatives blame liberals, Republicans blame Democrats, vice versa. And I have a new book coming out that's going to show that a small cabal of people have been operating through the last century and right up to today to absolutely change the face of the United States. And I'm not totally at liberty to get into all the details, but the title of the new book is The Rise of the Fourth Reich. So
excellent.
I think it gives you a pretty good idea.
Well, you know, that's one of the things a lot of people in the general populace just don't understand, is that the Bush family really made its fortune, you know, not in the weapons and oil industry, although that's definitely where they made some of their money, but that was after they were Nazi money launderers for Union Banking Corp and Averill Harriman Brothers Banking back in the Prescott Bush days.
That's exactly right. And if you go back even farther than that, you'll find it was the Harriman family and the Schiff family and the Rockefellers and many other members of Wall Street who actually funded and hence created communism in Russia.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what people don't get, is that it's not about right and left. It's not about conservative or liberal. These are false paradigms that are paraded through our mass media in order to indoctrinate and brainwash us into taking a side so that we can't see past these paradigms. And we do a lot of infighting. You know, it's just like when I was talking to Paul Joseph Watson earlier, I talked about how they like to divide us by race. You know, this is just another tool. If they can't divide us by hating another race, they're going to have us hate another political group. We got Jim Mars. I'm sorry, Jim. We'll get back to you right after this. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Jim Mars with us for the full hour. PrisonPlanet.tv is where the video's at. We'll be back after this on The Alex Jones Show.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back live on the Alex Jones Show with Jim Mars. And we're talking about some of the methods that the elite use to divide us. And we just discussed, you know, politics as one of them, race as another. And I think the other big one is obviously religion. And if they can use these three things to pit us against each other, there's just going to be all this infighting, Jim. And we're never really going to be able to accomplish any goals towards making it better.
What I would say was it's the oldest tactic in the books, mm-hmm. divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm. It's order out of chaos, and it's their mantra. And they've been able to do this really, really well Since the adventation of the media, you know, in the 50s, since everybody started getting glued to their television sets and they're able to control the programming so that, let's say your flavor of news is CNN, you're watching CNN and you're thinking, wow, you know, these guys are really good. Now that's the quote unquote liberal democratic end. And then you have these other people that subscribe to Fox News as their one and only. And these are like the hardcore conservative people. Little do they know they're both being deceived, because the things that they're presenting aren't of a liberal or conservative agenda. It's really of a globalist agenda, Jim.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we see the same tactic, divide and conquer, being used against various research communities, whether it's the JFK assassination, UFO research community, or the 9/11 research community. All of a sudden, everybody's on board. There's questions here, folks. There's legitimate puzzles and controversies, contradictions, inadequacies that need to be addressed. But the next thing you know, everybody's fighting with each other over their pet theories, or then you got disinformation people in there throwing curveballs, and everybody gets to fighting with each other, and they get so disjointed that nothing meaningful can actually get accomplished.
Well, that's classic COINTELPRO, and a lot of that's been declassified. Yeah, it's by the book. What they do is they put these people forward as somebody who with legitimate questions and interests, and they have sort of a name. They're either a professor or they're a former member of the Bush administration or something like that. They toe the line of regular questions and actual information, and then as soon as they've been established, all of a sudden they're talking about no planes and space beams, you know? And
somebody jumps in with that, and then, you know, the thoughtful people are going, well, that sounds kind of ridiculous, and then pretty soon the whole thing just falls into disorder.
Absolutely, and I don't think they've been as successful as they'd like to be in dividing the 9/11 truth movement, especially with this no plane nonsense. Every time I see one of these no plane videos, it's the same old people parroting it, and it's the same people at the top. It's not really able to infiltrate the actual mainline 9/11 truthers out there, but then the quote-unquote debunkers like to focus on that as if that's the only theory out there.
Absolutely. And one reason for that is because with the events of 9/11, there's just too much solid information out there. Unlike the JFK assassination, where he's riding through a plaza, shots are fired, nobody truly saw who fired the shots. People were conflicted as to where they came from. That really kind of started off as a big puzzle, and that was easy to keep rolling as a controversy for years. But in 9/11, you can just bring it down to simple things. How did two planes drop three buildings? If we have to worry about a terrorist attack in our country, how come to this very day nothing substantial has been done to secure our borders? Why were they running war game exercises, initially denied it, and then finally said, well, yeah, we run all these war game exercises, including one scenario of hijacked planes crashing into the World Trade Center? I mean, these are all facts, and once people become aware of these facts, then it's pretty hard to break that up.
Absolutely. One of the things I like to really focus on now on the war games is the exercise Global Guardian, which was in full swing before 9/11, but interjected with Northern Vigilance, Guardian, Apollo Guardian, all these other drills that were going on that
tripod,
day.
Tripod, the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Tripod was down in New York City. It was the bioterror attack. Then, you know, they're running drills at the NRO with a team from the CIA of ramming a plane into the building at 8:45 in the morning. But the interesting thing about Global Guardian is that they actually had shadow government command centers in the air, or E-4B doomsday planes, in five different locations. And one of the locations where they were actually caught on video was on the scene of the Pentagon strike.
Now, exactly.
Now, the government denies that this is an E-4B, but it's on multiple cameras. And CNN, I believe a little over a year ago, actually had to do a report on Anderson Cooper that it was indeed an E-4B doomsday plane. Now, what's really...
You can tell by the configuration, and you can tell by the American flag on the tail. It's an E-4B.
It's absolutely an E-4B.
And an E-4B, the Flying Command Center, is the very type of craft which can capture electronically other computer-driven airplanes and guide them via Global Hawk remote-controlled technology.
That is correct. And a lot of people don't realize this, but there is a second white plane. Now, I'm not sure that this is an E-4B. It does look a little different, and the videos are not as clear as the ones in D.C., but there is another white airplane in restricted airspace in New York City. It was caught. It's in the Camera Planet archive. Just type in second white plane, Camera Planet, and you can watch it. It was on the scene of the World Trade Center attack after the first plane struck, before the second plane struck. And then if you watch a couple of the videos with a wider view of the attack, the side attack of the second plane going in, you can see this white plane again on the scene of the World Trade Center attack. So it's there before the second plane hits the building, and it's there as the second plane hits the building. What's going on here, Jim?
Well, Jason, let me preface this by saying I'm not claiming this is hard evidence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But about a year ago, I was visiting with one of the best of the Army's remote viewers, okay? He was one of the original members and one of the best they had. And he just offhand said, would you want me to do a remote viewing session for you? And I said, yeah, do that. So, of course, without him knowing what the target was, my question was, who controlled the airplanes that crashed in the World Trade Center? Mm-hmm. And, of course, he didn't know this. He got a number. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9. That was all he got. But that represented my question. And the result I got was they were controlled from another aircraft.
Well, it would certainly fit the bill. If you look at the Amalgam Virgo documents, which is the drill they ran on June 1st and 2nd prior to the attacks in 2001, where they ram a commercial airliner into the Capitol building, it shows you how these drones work. And how there's a drone commander, there's always a drone picture, there's always satellite imagery of what's going on, they have AWACS in the air. I mean, it just this whole map out, I think it's like a 27-page document, and like four or five are just based on the control centers and the command procedures of these drone aircraft, and it just looks too similar to what happened on 9/11 to be a coincidence.
Exactly, and of course, if any of the listeners, if you want to see how this could be accomplished, and if you want to see absolute proof that, yes, contrary to what Condoleezza Rice and Donald Rumsfeld and others said, they said, how could we have possibly even have guessed that they would have used aircraft to crash into buildings? If you want to see the complete lie given to that and how it would operate, go find the March edition of The Lone Gunman, which was a extended series of The X-Files by Chris Carter that aired in March of 2001, and the whole scenario and plot of this show was that people within the U.S. government who wanted to jumpstart the defense contracts and the defense industry were going to capture a commercial airliner by Global Hawk remote control technology and crash it into the World Trade Center.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just an example in the media of foreknowledge of 9/11.
Right, I mean, right. If they said, well, who could have guessed? Well, Chris Carter, who's a television writer, he could guess.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to believe that all these people within the Pentagon, the CIA, and the NRO, and all the alphabet agencies, they couldn't have guessed this? In fact, Jason, as you well know, there wasn't any guesswork to it anyway, because back in the 90s, they had busted an Al-Qaeda cell in the Philippines and uncovered the plans for Bojinka, which specifically called for hijacking airplanes and crashing them into prominent structures, prominently naming the World Trade Center.
Absolutely. Well, the media tries to spin it and say, oh, they were going to capture all these multiple airliners and blow them up in the air. Oh, yeah, and by the way, they were going to ram one into the CIA base. Now,
yeah.
By the way, you know, it's just like Marvin Citron gets up and he says, well, I wrote Terror 2000 back in 1994, and we talked about a plane hitting the Capitol building or the Pentagon. And then Amalgam Virgo shows you a Northwestern airliner, its flight path into the Capitol building, and there is Osama bin Laden on the cover of that document, and
right.
Richard Eberhardt, who went before the 9/11 commission and denying that we had any outward, everything was an outward threat before 9/11, supposedly. There was no hijackings that were going to take place within the country. Well, here's one of them. His face is in the document, and he was actually pressed on this by Richard Benveniste. And he's like, well, that could be. I'll have to look into that. And he's like, there's no that could be about it. Your face is on the document. But it's brushed under the rug.
That's it.
Don't look at Amalgam Virgo. Don't look at Terror 2000. Don't look at the Mascal drills we were running. Certainly don't look at the drills we were running that morning that are still, you know, somewhat classified. Not all of them are out there, folks.
That's right. We still don't know all of them.
By
the way, if anybody out there listening is going, oh, now, wait a minute, people within our government wouldn't allow terrorist attacks on the United States, simply go back and look at the facts behind the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center tower, and you will find that according to court testimony, an former Egyptian army officer was acting as an FBI informant, had infiltrated and was among the terrorists that were planning that bombing. He thought this was terrible. He told his FBI handlers, he said, I think I can slip in fake explosives for the real explosives. And the FBI said, no, no, don't do that. So in other words, the FBI was behind the 1993 bombing, which caused more than $1 million worth of damage, killed 5 or 6 people, caused the whole evacuation of the tower.
And one of the really interesting things about that is you're talking about a guy named Ahmed Salam. And
right.
He's this Egyptian army officer, and he's like, well, let's use fake explosives. Oh, no, no, you have to build a real bomb. That's when he got suspicious, and he started taping his conversations with the FBI so that when he was picked up, he said, no, I'm an FBI informant. Instead of going to prison for this, he ended up getting $1 million in testimony against the other guys. We're going to be back after this with Jim Mars. It's the Alex Jones Show.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hoods Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hoods Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master, Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Look at your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before. Look at the hate we're breeding, look at the fear we're feeding. Lives we're leading the way we've always done before.
All right, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. We're talking with Jim Mars, and we're going to take your phone calls into the next half hour afterwards, but I just want to talk a little bit more about this FBI involvement. Now, we know the FBI is involved in the 93 bombing, but wait, there's more. We know that a FBI informant, a tested FBI informant, by the way, who had his own little handler and the whole deal, he rented and lived with, rented to and lived with two of the hijackers, Nawaf al-Zahami and Saeed al-Ghamdi. Now, what's interesting is that those two guys were also flagged in Able Danger. And not only did the guys at Able Danger, a black ops program, by the way, go to CENTCOM, but they tried to get meetings with the FBI over a dozen times. And, of course, the FBI ignored them every time because these were their boys. They were well aware of these guys. They knew. And then you look at Saeed al-Ghamdi, and he has ties to the Defense Language School in Monterey, California, among other military bases. So it seems like some people in the agency are in the know. Other people, the majority of people, are not in the know, Jim, and that's why they're able to achieve this level of compartmentalization.
Exactly. In fact, there's the tracks of intelligence, the Mossad, all through the whole 9/11 thing. And then, even more fundamentally, when you go back and actually learn your history and start putting it together, you find out that Al-Qaeda was simply a name change from the old Muslim Brotherhood, which was created and infiltrated and used by the Nazis during World War II, and then passed along to the old SS, who then became the CIA. And when they got tossed out of Egypt because they were too violent, they moved to Saudi Arabia. It was there where they trained young Saudis, including a young Osama bin Laden. And then in the 80s, when we wanted someone to go in and fight the Soviets in Afghanistan, they sent the Muslim Brotherhood in there, but they couldn't use that name because of all the baggage in their background, so they changed it to the Mujahideen, which then evolved into Al-Qaeda. And by the way, Al-Qaeda literally means the base. And for a long time, I and many others thought, well, that means their headquarters somewhere. But no, according to information that was presented to the House of Commons over in Britain, the base refers to the CIA computer base of Arab mercenaries and assets that they can call upon to do their will.
Absolutely. And that ties right in with J. Michael Springman, who is also in my new film, Fabled Enemies, that I'm working on, that he was in the consulate in Jeddah in the late 80s, early 90s, and a lot of these guys were being funneled in through there. He would deny them visas because they didn't seem to have any reason to go to the United States, and he would be overruled by his superiors, and they would say that we're giving them a visa for national security purposes. He later talks to people within the CIA, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's our program with our asset Osama bin Laden, to funnel in Islamic militants into this country.
There you go. Case closed. And, you know, all of this actually was presented in my book, The Terror Conspiracy, which originally was to be published by HarperCollins back in 2002, and might, if that information had gotten widespread, might have saved us the morass of Iraq. But that book was just strangely canceled for no particular reason, and I cannot view it in any other light other than just censorship. And it's now taken a course, you know, now we're 7 years out, and finally all this stuff is becoming more and more widely known.
Yeah, well, obviously censorship. I mean, again, Jim, you're one of the few guys that has a face out there in this movement in the mainstream. You know, you're on, you know, TLC, the History Channel a bunch, and you do have quite a fan base. If this book had hit in 2002, I can't imagine where we'd be in 9/11 Truth. We'd be a lot further along, folks, because this is an important book, The Terror Conspiracy. You can get it over at Infowars.com. We're going to be back with Jim Mars after this, and we're going to be taking your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, loosechange911.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm sitting in. My name's Jason Burmis. You can check out my flicks, Loose Change Second Edition, Loose Change Final Cut over at Google Video, or you can go to my website, loosechange911.com, and I think there's links right there that you can see them all for free. Just want to remind everybody that Alex Jones is having a couple sneak peek showings of the 9/11 Chronicles Part 1 Truth Rising at least a month before the release. It might even be a month and a half before you can actually order it online or see it on PrisonPlanet.tv. It's going to be over at the Alamo Draft House on Saturday, May 17th at 4 p.m. and on Sunday, May 18th at 7 p.m. We're talking with Jim Mars, an accomplished author of both Crossfire, The Terror Conspiracy, and many others, and a new one on the way. I believe it's going to be called Rise of the Fourth Reich. And we're going to take your calls. Let's go to James in Ohio. James, are you with me?
How you guys doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right. Not too bad. Real quick, you guys were on the police state subject a lot today.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give an example of what happened to me. I was driving down the road with my brother, and I got hit in the side of the egg or side of the head with an egg. So I'm like, what the heck? So we turn around and figure we're going to go find these little kids that are just being, you know, rebellious or whatever. Mm-hmm. We're walking down the street. We park our car, walking down the street. Cop pulls up. Cop says, what are you guys out here throwing eggs? I said, no, we got hit. We're out here looking. He says, where's your car? And it's over at the parking lot. So he drives us over to the parking lot, and there happens to be another cop already at our car with the flashlight going through it. He lets us out of the back of the cruiser, and he says, you guys out here throwing eggs? I said, no, I got hit with an egg. He says, oh, well, what are you guys doing, this and that? So we're standing there. I'm smoking a cigarette. He says, put the cigarette out. I said, well, isn't this a free country? He says, oh, I'm tired of this. Put your hands on the car. He arrests me. Takes me down to the station. He writes me out a ticket. Now, do you know what he charged me with?
Let's hear it.
Causing alarm and annoyance to others.
You got to love it. In this country, you are now guilty until proven innocent. They can literally arrest you for anything. Go ahead.
So I went in front of the judge, and I tried to, you know, I pleaded no contest because I thought there was no charge, no way that they could charge me with this. This is the most ridiculous thing. You know what the judge tells me?
Let's hear it.
Well, after 9/11, you got to do what the cops tell you.
And that's why that's why I continue to harp on 9/11. Because
that's why 9/11 is so important. It's the basis of everything. And if people understand that 9/11 is bogus, then everything else stemming from that is bogus.
Well, I just want to tell you, 9/11, Loose Change, that's an excellent movie. Everybody watch it if they can. And Jim Mars, thanks for all you do and keep it up.
All right. Thanks,
thank you, James.
Man. So what do you think? You know, we haven't really discussed too much about the police state today, Jim. Did you see
this bothers the hell out of me because, see, I started off in my journalism career as a police reporter, and I officed down at a police station, and I was with them 24-7. I mean, and I knew all the dispatchers and the detectives and the homicide detectives and the crime scene search guys, and that was back in the days of the old Republic. I even actually just ran with the cops. You know, I had a little trench coat and a little snappy brim hat. And I'd walk right on into the murder scenes and stuff with them because I was just one guy and all I had was a little notepad and a pencil. All that changed during the time that I was working as a police reporter because pretty soon they came out with the miniature recorders, tape recorders, so the radio guys got in and on. So all of a sudden there's three or four radio guys, all with their tape recorders, they want in. And real quickly then, all of a sudden, here comes TV crews. And they're not just one guy. They're, you know, a cameraman, a light man, a sound man. And pretty soon, you know, there's 20 people. Well, you can't allow 20 people to go tromping through a crime scene. So, and you can't say, well, you electronic guys have to stay out. The print reporter can come in. You can't do that. So all of a sudden, everybody had to stay out, and now they've got that damn yellow tape they stretch all around, and they'll push you back 10, 12 blocks, and all you can do is wait for the official word to come is what happened in there. And probably 8 times out of 10, when they come out and tell you what happened, that's probably exactly what happened. But if it's the slight bit political, or if the local mayor or the local police chief or sheriff or somebody might have some personal involvement in it, or if it's, quote, national security, how do we know that we're getting the truth about what happens inside that yellow tape? And the bald-faced fact is we don't. And I just think it's terrible because I have the highest regard for police officers. I mean, they should be among the most highly paid people in this whole country. But I've seen it shift from when I was a kid, the policeman who wore blue was your friend. And if you had a problem, go talk to a policeman. And today, even my young daughters would say, uh-oh, look out, there's a cop. And it's like all of a sudden, like it's them and us. And now they wear black. And now, as you said, and as a caller demonstrated, you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
Yeah, it's very much like China. It's really nice.
Right. or Nazi Germany or communist Russia. I mean, you know, and again, when you go back and realize that the same people who created communist Russia also created Nazi Germany and also have created the modern American national security state here in America, then you understand why that we're all looking like those same entities.
And that's why they get away with it. I mean, I don't know if you've seen this Philly beating, but literally three guys get pulled out of the car, over a dozen police officers assault them. They never resist or anything. They're hit with batons, they're soccer kicked, the dogs are pulled on them. And the media reports, well, they're on edge because 2 days ago there was a bank robbery and someone shot a cop and they thought that these guys were involved. No, they didn't. You can tell right away they didn't think they were involved, because if they thought they were involved, they would have thought they were armed. They would have created a perimeter around the car before bum rushing it. And they would have made them get out of the car with their hands up and on the ground before anything happened. That's not what happened. They ran up to the car, they dragged them out, and they beat them. And these guys are going to get off. I mean, there might be a lawsuit that takes 5 or 10 years, and these guys might see a little bit of money. But these people will be minimally disciplined. Most of them will not be discharged, and it'll be just swept under the rug, Jim. And it really makes me upset.
Well, that's what happens in a police state.
Yeah, that is what happens in a police state. Let's take another caller. Let's go to Terry in Atlanta. Terry, are you with us?
I'm with you. How are you guys? How are you, Jason?
Good, man.
Good. Listen, got a couple things. Going back, just a couple things to run through real quick. I think most of the police are just desensitized, and, you know, they don't even really think about what they're doing, and they're so used to being able to do anything they want, they just carry out whatever they do out of being desensitized, and they will follow orders in the future. My concern, which is talking about divide and conquer, another thing that I think needs to be looked at is the food supply in our country and those chemtrails that are just driving me nuts, because they are spraying Atlanta like crazy, and it's driving me nuts. I every time I look up, I just get so irritated to, you know, the big picture of everything that's
Terry,
going on.
Let me interject a minute and tell you, last weekend I was in a little bitty town up in northeast Texas. I wasn't near any big city, and they were chemtrailing like the devil. Now, yes. You know, what are they chemtrailing over this largely rural area for?
Well, I don't know, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. But I have noticed when I've been looking into stuff, I've been noticing that a large a bit of bats are dying up in the northeast United States. We've got birds dropping out of the sky. We've got the bees dying.
Yep.
We've got the genetically modified organisms in our crops, and then we have the doomsday seed vault. What's that seed vault for? And my thinking in this is, hey, is this because they have gone so far they didn't stop to think if they should? And, you know, when they go ahead and, you know, the prices of everything are so high, they're spending, we're paying so much for everything, what are they going to do with all this money when it's all said and done? I mean, they're just going to have money, and what are they going to spend it on? Nothing. There's nothing going to buy, because they're going to own everything. And they're going to own the few bit of people that are left and whatever they're going to do. And, you know, I'm just concerned about how my family is going to make it, and everybody else in the world is going to make it beyond the scope of what's going on, because there's such a serious reality to everything that's going on, and it's right in front of your face.
Well, Terry, the bottom line is the only thing we have is our information and our freedom as human beings, our God-given freedoms, and we have to just keep spreading this information. There's no doubt in my mind that we're currently under bio attack with all these chemtrails. And now the mainstream media is starting to report on it. And, of course, they're reporting that it's here to save us from global warming. Another thing that's been embedded into our brains for the last 25 years. You know, no, global warming. Oh, it must be there to help. And like you said, Jim, this isn't always over huge cities. You know, I'm in a little town in upstate New York. You know, most of the time I'm down in Texas right now. But they spray every day there. This is not a largely populated area. I'm out in the mountains. And I point it up, and some people, they get it. They're like, wait a minute, yeah, that wasn't there. What are those things? And other people, oh, that's just plain foam.
Yeah, but you know what I've noticed, though, is time is going on. As I'm standing outside, my throat and my nose are starting to get more and more, like, burning sensation in it. You know, and I've noticed with other people, I've noticed people my wife works, and she was at work one day, and she's outside just standing there. You know, nothing's going on. And, you know, a lot of people are even afraid to even bring it up because you go, oh, chemtrail, and people go, oh, you're an idiot, you know, whatever. But it's real.
Well, I tell you what, you go talk to your local doctor or one that's been in practice for, say, more than 30 years or 20 years. You go talk to your local druggist, one who's been in business for more than 20 years, and you'll find out they will all tell you that in the past 10 years or so, they have seen a significant rise in respiratory problems.
Yeah,
it all coincides with the advent of the chemtrails.
Yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence. Terry, I thank you for the call. We're going to move on to the next caller. Let's go to Jim in West Virginia. Jim, are you with us?
Oh, yeah. You guys are pretty well informed. Maybe you can help me with this, okay? Mm-hmm. If, let's say, 1 in 10,000 people living in America in 2001 was an Islamic terrorist, shouldn't we have seen maybe 25,000 of these terrorists parading across our TV screens and chains? Where are these guys? And I think I've uncovered a huge conspiracy, Jason.
Let's hear it.
I think that Alex Jones has captured them, and he's hiding them in his basement. Have you ever been in his basement?
I haven't been into his basement. Maybe that's where these. Maybe that's where the white, blue-eyed, blonde-haired terrorists that the white Al-Qaeda Fox and Friends is talking about. Maybe Alex did round them up, and they are, in fact, in the InfoWars basement.
Well, you might want to go look, okay?
Well, Jim, I think you're onto something because I've been keeping up with this since 9/11, and, you know, they've arrested thousands of people. We still have a few hundred hidden out at Guantanamo, and yet there's only been one trial, and that was Missouri.
Well,
you know,
really
come on, where is this giant terrorist group that we're supposed to be so afraid of?
Well, hold on. Let me answer just for a second, Jim in West Virginia, and I thank you for the call. Look, the real terrorism threat is like overseas, and they just tell us that the people who are the real terrorists, such as the guys that did the USS Cole bombing, they got away, or they were let go in Yemen. See, it's so far removed from us that people will actually read that and believe it. Like,
right.
Like we're going to let the actual terrorists, the real Al-Qaeda, the guys who supposedly bombed this stuff, they're not the ones in Gitmo? They're not
well,
the ones in Abu Ghraib? I mean, come on.
Let me give you an example of how easy it is to create false terrorism. There was a report that came out of Iraq about an Iraqi cab driver who was stopped at an American military checkpoint. They took him and his cab into custody, took him to an American base, held him for about 2 hours, and then said, okay, you're free to go. And he said, well, wait a minute, I got to have my driver's license, you know, or I'll be in trouble. And they said, oh, well, you're going to have to drive over to this police station, and they'll give you a driver's license back. So he said, okay. So he's driving over to the police station, but something went wrong with his cab. He had mechanical trouble. So he pulled in a garage to find out what was going on, and they found his trunk and his door panels crammed with explosives. Now, just guess what would have happened when he pulled up to the police station. Oops, another suicide bomber.
Mm-hmm.
See how easy that is to
provocateur.
Create.
Well, even when they get caught, like when British soldiers were caught dressing up like Muslims and ready to
right.
bomb a mosque, what happens? Well, by the time that the actual British military went there to free them no matter what, the police chief already wised up and let them go.
Right.
I mean, that's one of my favorite parts in Terror Storm, where we're actually showing
that. You keep adding all those stories up, and all of a sudden you find out that the great philosopher Pogo was correct. We have met the enemy, and he is us.
He is us. He is us. And that I really hope that more people are going to grasp onto this information, that they're going to turn off American Idol, that they're not going to give a damn about who wins the World Series this year. I know those are high hopes, Jim, but you'd think in this type of situation where it really is do or die, it's them or us, people are going to step up. I mean, I've yet to see it completely, but I have gotten, you know, and I'm sure you do, you know, thousands of emails that are encouraging, and I see groups
oh, yeah.
like We Are Change.
There's plenty of people out there, but Jason, I tell you, I think it's a forlorn hope, because I every time I log on to Yahoo, I immediately look to see what's the news headlines, and almost invariably, day after day, it's American Idol. And I'm here to tell you, I have never watched one episode of American Idol, and yet every day there's pictures and news about something happening on American Idol, as if that's really got anything to do with anything.
Yeah, a 42-minute Fox show.
And I will say further, the people that you're talking about, even the people who are beginning to wise up, nothing's really going to get accomplished until people are hungry and in the streets.
Well, I hope it doesn't come to that. You know, I hope it doesn't either.
That's why you and I are raising hell and trying to tell people what's going on right now. I've been trying to tell people what's going on for 30 years, and I'm just the conspiracy theorist. Never mind that everything I said for the past 30 years has proven true or has come true.
Absolutely. I mean, you are really one of the pioneers. You're one of the guys that I actually, again, read and watched before I was really hip to any of this NWO stuff. I was interested in your JFK research, and you know, I used to look into UFOs quite a bit back when I was in high school and college. So, you know, you were a name that was synonymous with that. And you do, you know, no matter what kind of information you put out, you're automatically labeled as a conspiracy theorist because you don't adhere to the mainstream media's version of events or the account that they want to tell the masses. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to John in Ohio. John, are you with us?
Yes, I met Jim out of Kent State University, and I admired his book, Crossfire, and mm-hmm. I think he's doing great work. I think you do great work, and I agree that the basic propaganda machine for all of the police state measures, the imperial warmongering around the world is 9/11, and that has to be exposed. But I see, and the divide and rule tactic, I think, is operative not only in Iraq, where the CIA and British intelligence are pitting Sunni against Shia and then saying we've got to stop there because we're the angelic noble referees who've got to stop this when we set it up. But also among the those who would be brought to the 9/11 truth movement, I think are turned away sometimes by some of, among the paleoconservatives and some on this network and others who try to piggyback on the former engine for imperial war and police state measures in this country, which is anti-communism, anti-socialism. I don't belong to any organization, but I read some socialist, Marxist socialist publications, sites like WSWS.org and Workers.org, and the disparity between what is said sometimes on shortwave about that and the actual facts, I think, plays right into the hands of those who want to continue to fool us, because if I could speak about this after the break, I'd really like to.
All right, Dave, I'm going to have to let you go because we got the final segment with Jim Mars, but, you know, there's no doubt that it's there to divide us. We're going to get Jim Mars' take on what's going to happen in the next 6 months after this.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar cry and cuss and moan. Understand, you're a man, I'm tired of your bad mouthing. Understand, you're a man.
All right, it's the final segment over at the Alex Jones program. I just want to remind everybody that the refeed begins in less than 10 minutes over at Infowars.com. If you missed any of the other 3 hours or some of this hour with Jim Mars, you're going to want to tune in. I had Paul Joseph Watson in. I took calls all day. And one of the things I discussed, Jim, is the fact that now they're going to start making our change out of steel because zinc and copper and nickel are too expensive. We already know from 6 months ago the report that a penny now takes a penny and a half to actually make. So that's, you know, exponential inflation right there. We know they're pushing for $200 a barrel oil, which is just going to further eviscerate the economy in the United States. What do you see happening in this country in the next 6 months?
Unfortunately, it doesn't look good. The economy, as everybody can tell, is stripping gears. China, I understand, is now demanding from its customers, meaning Walmart and everybody in the United States, they want to be paid in euros, mm-hmm. or even Chinese money. They do not want to accept American dollars anymore. And so I don't know. All I could say is this. I think everyone listening, you better start planning some place to go that's outside the city and take some gardening tools.
Yeah, I'm with you there. You know, I'm in a little space up in upstate New York, and I've got about like a 5-acre backyard and about 30 acres behind that. And I do feel a little bit more secure not being in a big city where if there is some kind of an event or an attack, it's going to be harder to round me up. But, I mean, we can't all just go and hide either, Jim. You know, we have to stand up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the whole thing. We, you know, throughout the history of Western civilization, it's been one westward movement. And during the 19th century, the population of the United States moved from the East Coast and spread all the way over to the West Coast. And historians really are not shy about telling us why everyone kept moving. Everyone was trying to escape political and religious tyranny. But now there's no place to go, so we're going to have to turn and fight. We're just going to have to start standing up for our freedom, either that or just cave in and become serfs.
Well, I'm not going to cave in. You know, I'd rather live on my feet than die on my knees. And die on my feet than live on my knees. And I see so many people that are just so
acclimated.
Actually,
I want to die in bed.
I'm with you there. No, I don't want to say anything like that because then it's going to be misconstrued that, you know, I killed myself in bed or something, just like this DC
right.
Madam case, you know. By the way, folks,
be sure and plant your body in a bed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm sure you've been following the Palfrey case, right? I mean, they find her in her mom's shed, and there's two suicide notes, and of course she must have killed herself, even though most women don't hang themselves. She was on Alex's program saying she wasn't going to commit suicide. It's just crazy where we are right now, Jim.
Right, and nobody seems to raise Cain about that. You know, it's like, oh, well, I guess you committed suicide because that's what we're told.
Because that's what CNN said. Thank you so much for joining me, Jim. Again, the rebroadcast begins in about 60 seconds over at Infowars.com. I'm Jason Burmis, in for Alex Jones. I'll be here tomorrow as well. And don't forget to go to the Alamo Draft House on May 17th and May 18th, 4 p.m. on Saturday, 7 p.m. on Sunday, to check out the 9/11 Chronicles, Part 1, Truth Rising. God bless you all. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless